Blog Talk Radio.
One. And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Friendship Podcast, man. It's Friday, a.k.a. Constitution Friday, man. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
And we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Friendship Podcast, man. It's Friday, a.k.a. Call-In Show Friday, man. So quick announcement before we get into the show, guys. Patreon.com/FreshFit. We got some things behind the scenes, guys. As you guys can see, cancel culture is in full effect. So we are planning for the Matrix to potentially try to, you know, get rid of us as well. So we might have some things that we have to have ready in the back end for y'all.
Yeah.
Because as you guys know, we're pretty controversial as well. And they
Everyone
went ahead and
target.
Canceled the Tate Brothers. So we're probably next, guys. So yo, real talk right now, patreon.com/freshship, but we got some other things that are in the works. You know, we obviously at this point, guys, who knows how much longer we'll be on YouTube with you guys. Real talk. Like, I mean, we called that from the beginning because we're controversial as fuck. And I've said things that are crazier than what Andrew says, to be honest with you, man. So, we'll see what happens.
We've been giving out content for a long period of time, man. So, hey man. You'll go for fire
content. 1,500 plus videos on this bad boy, man. So they're definitely going to find something to, you know, clip and put out of crazy context and all this other shit soon, man. So, you know, who knows how much longer we'll be on YouTube, guys. So go ahead and check us out on patreon.com/freshfit. We're going to have a Zoom call, actually, this weekend, which you guys were, you know, on those Zoom calls. It's open. We talk about money, girls, getting in shape, game, dealing with girls, you know, whether it's like on Instagram, dating, whatever it may be, we
credit
talk about
scores,
all that stuff.
Finance, everything, bro.
Everything is talked about on there. And you guys are going to get a taste of it, pause, on today's show when we do the call-ins. Also, guys, check us out on Spotify, Google Now Podcast, man. It's anchor.fm/freshfit. We also have some changes coming to that as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to be on another platform, so you guys can listen to our audios exclusively there, regardless of what, you know, these libs and weirdos think, okay? Everybody's getting canceled out here. Also, guys, check us out on Reddit. We got canceled.
Never mind.
canceled on Reddit. But anyway,
Discord
is up, though, guys. Discord.gg/freshfit. Check us out over there. All our supporters are over there.
Actually, shout out to Dorkhead. He might have a forum for us on Discord soon.
Yes.
They're in works of it. So it'll be like Reddit, but just only on Discord.
Yeah, we're working on getting the Reddit back, but who knows, man. That shit might be banished to the Shadow Realm. We never know, bro, at this days. And I already know somebody's really going to probably, like, take a picture of me with this shit like this and be like, I knew it. These guys are misogynist. So anyway, it's a notebook, guys. Also, guys, check us out on FreshFitPodcaststore.com. Get the T-shirts there and the hoodies, okay? If you want to use the Unplugged Fit shirt or you want to get the Fresh Fit Podcast hoodies,
these are the best hoodies I've had in my life, bro. And I bought a bunch of hoodies.
That's true.
But the material, the feel, I mean, the interactions are funny as hell, bro. So get these hoodies, man.
Yes, they feel very
fresh
nice.
Fresh Fit?
Yes.
Actually, I saw somebody elevated. They were like, yo, Fresh, I watched your podcast. I was like, how you know it's Fresh? It's a hoodie. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid. Bro, this nigga, man.
I'm just saying,
bro. Jokes, man. Killing me, bro. I can't take this much longer. okay, guys, check us out on our other YouTube channel. It's called Fresh Fit Clips, man. On there, we post clips. We post two shorts per day and two clips per day, man. The channel's growing. We passed a quarter million.
Thanks
so
to
we
y'all,
are
man.
Officially... Our clip channel is officially doing better than most of our hater channels.
That's thanks to y'all, though.
Yeah, thanks to you guys, man. So you guys single-handedly helped us reach... past quarter million, on that channel. So for all the people that were talking shit about us, what, about 1 year ago? About a year ago? They were talking a bunch of shit?
About a year ago.
About a year ago, everybody and their mom was making YouTube videos on us talking shit like, bro. Oh, you're fresh and fit. Let's get them canceled, blah, blah, blah. We're still fucking here. Our clip channel is doing better than a lot of you bum-ass niggas, and we still are here, motherfuckers. You guys know who you are. I'm not even going to mention your names. But you guys know who the fuck you are. You guys all piled in. Oh, listen, talk Fresh and Fit while they're down. And I see some of you guys trying to double back, be cool with us now. No, fuck you. Real talk. Just like Fresh said back then.
Stay over there.
Stay over there, man. Stay over there.
Merchant stores.
Well, we're here for now.
Yeah.
You might find us somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, man. So go check us out, guys, over there at Fresh and Fit Clips, man. We only post clips on that channel. We no longer post clips on this channel. And then also, Fresh, you want to talk about your vlog?
Guys, vlog channel's lit, man. The vlogs are next level 4K. Quality's insane, guys. Drone shots, edits, everything you want in the vlog is there. Check it out. My last vlog was with Jay Waller. We made a bet. Literally speaking, if my balcony was better than his, he has to pay more money for the Lambo. Vice versa, if his is better, I got lose money on the Lambo. But it's a fire channel, man. Check it out. And we did a live stream for free Andrew Tate. Pretty good as well with two baddies. So pretty dope, man. Check it out.
All right. And then for me, guys, go check out my YouTube channel. It's called Feta1811. On there, I break down criminal cases for you guys know, as you guys know. Look at this. This nigga Fresh don't got my shit up there, fucking asshole. But I got your shit on my stuff.
You do?
Yeah, they're going to scroll down the bottom. Look. I got
okay.
Look.
All right, man.
See?
I'll put it there.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
See? It's fucked up.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, fucked up, Fresh.
Yeah, this nigga is a fucking asshole.
I thought you was a homie, Fresh.
Yeah, he ain't no homie.
I didn't even know you were there.
No. Just hit home, Chris. So as you guys can see, I got playlists here. You know, I got the most popular ones, obviously, the YSL recall. I'll probably do an update on that because there's been some new developments. And then I just did the O.J. Simpson case. You know, broke that down 3.5 hours, guys. I go over, you know, who the real murderer was, etc. So check me out over there. And then also, this weekend, I was going to do the YSL guys, but yo, they just released, real talk, they just released the affidavit used to get the search warrant on Trump's house. So I'm probably going to break that thing down with Andrew Esquire. As you guys know, Andrew Esquire is our buddy. He's a lawyer. A search warrant, right, to real quick for y'all. To get a search warrant, whether it's federal or state, you need to write an affidavit. That affidavit outlines all the evidence you have as to why you can search that premises. Well, guess what, guys? I've ran hundreds of search warrants. So I'm going to go ahead and break down that search warrant for you guys from the FBI agent that wrote it. And we're going to have Andrew Esquire on there. I'm going to break it down for you. A lot of it is redacted, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and read it and tell you guys more than likely what's behind the redacted stuff. Ain't nobody else on fucking YouTube been a former special agent and written search warrants federally. I've done it hundreds of times. So I'll be able to go ahead and read that affidavit with you guys and let you guys know what the hell is really going on with that search warrant. Do we have potential criminal charges on our former president? And other than that, man, shout out to Trump. But yeah, without further ado, I guess we got a show to talk about.
Call-in show.
Yeah, call-in show. Real quick, we'll hit the super chats and then we'll go into answering the first question. $5 from Patrick Edmonds goes, shout out to FNF Dallas. Fresh, try to link with Daily Driven Exotics for a vlog when you visit Cali to PC for FNF, but Mr. Organic is friends with him.
Yeah. I spoke to Mr. Organic about them already, so we'll do that link up whenever we can.
Cool. And then we got a big announcement for you guys at the end of the show, actually, that we'll announce. Yes, a big announcement. Buy one BBO going free. Did y'all hear about the female Twitch streamer who got banned for 7 days for having sex on stream, but yet these social media platforms cancel Andrew Tate and others for hurting their feelings? Keep the same energy. Who was the hoe that
what the fuck? Was that?
Who was the fucking 304 that had sex on stream?
Was
what
it
the
a
P-star? Hell? Must have been a P-star. Had to have been.
I mean, on Twitch?
No, yeah.
They'll definitely cancel her if she's a P-star.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm 44 years old. Since listening to FNF, I left my crappy corporate job and now trade future contracts full-time. Good. Futures contracts full times. I made $27,000 in 2 days. I always undervalued myself until FNF came along. Young men, it's never too late to change. Absolutely,
nice,
my
man.
Friend. Yo, Myron, if FNF gets banned off YouTube, it might not matter. Take 130K watchers on Rumble, and the super chats were flying in like crazy. 6045. We got you, my friend. Speaking of which, I want to say that that was awesome. I tuned in at the end of it, man. They had 130K live on Rumble, which is a big fuck you to these, you know, these big mainstream platforms that want to sit there and try to cancel you and say, oh, no, 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 no. I've been telling y'all, man, there's a silent majority of people that understand that there's some bullshit going on, man, okay? I told you guys, 2 weeks ago, you know, there's a war going on outside no man is safe from. It don't matter if you're 3 feet or 8'1", okay? And that comes from Cameron back in the song Welcome to New York City. And it's going on right now, guys, okay? It's literally the great ninja war of 2022. Okay. It's a whole other fucking saga. And what's going on is that the politically correct are trying to come towards people like us who actually are fucking correct. And the thing is that we're not even saying anything that, like, we're just telling the truth, and then these fucking idiots are coming along and saying, like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and silence you because I don't like your opinions. We don't give a fuck what these idiots say. We don't care what they think, but they're so fucking pressed, man, and they cry and complain about our views and in the same sense as try to say that they're tolerant when they're really not. Anyway, when it comes to living together, don't you guys think that there's certain bad habits you'll be able to see only once she moves in? And that's from Dave. Yeah, but why even see those bad habits if you don't live with her, nigga?
That is true, my friend, but, like, guess what? When you're living with her, to ghetto is going to be a lot harder. So you see the bad habits from the very beginning regardless.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't be living with chicks anyway, bro.
Yeah.
Myron, what is your bench max? I don't know. I don't try to max out on bench press, bro. Yo, guys. Let me tell y'all something, bro. Bench pressing and, like, trying to max out on compound lifts is fucking retarded, bro. Anybody that's, like, about hypertrophy, building muscle mass, and doing it long term, they're not out here trying to bench max. That's what retards do, okay? Oh, wait. Shit. We weren't supposed to say that, right?
Twitch, come over to YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on over to YouTube, niggas.
Yeah, find us on Rumble soon. God damn.
Watch out.
Hey, at least you know what? Since we're on this topic anyway, this nigga Fresh called me yesterday, right? Yo, Myron, bro. Yo, I can't be saying that, man. You're going to get us canceled. I was like, you got to say, what?
Yo, this guy is dangerous, man.
Bro, you can't say that. Okay, I promise I will say it. And are we still up?
It's still up.
This guy, man.
All right, nice. All right, cool. That live on Rumble was insane. Cole was barely hanging out. 130K plus 5 viewers. The tapes are uncancelable. Yeah, man. Bro, and we've been through many fucking bullshit, too. I'm surprised we're not fucking canceled either. We'll see what happens.
Not yet.
Who replaced Andrew now that he's been banned? Hey, he's still here,
bro. Somebody else will come, bro.
I've been at the gym constantly. I'm noticing my arms getting big. Good shit, my friend. That's from Monkey D. Usopp. Vav Nation goes, so you mean to tell me women have the power to waste a man's life, not care if he perishes, and just move on like it's nothing just because they crave attention, regardless of how they acquire the attention? Sad.
Yeah, I'm really, bro.
Welcome to Fresh and Fit. We've woken someone up, finally.
Yo, if you don't measure up, if you fail, if you don't please her the right way, she's going to somebody else, bro.
Bro, I mean, y'all saw it the other day. One of the girls actually admitted on the panel, like, yeah, I, like, was talking to other guys because I liked the attention, even though I didn't like them guys.
And one girl said that nigga didn't measure up, so, hey, I was out.
That's where that went.
Yeah.
And I actually saw some crazy shit yesterday, but I'm not even going to say it.
Team Chillin'
from
panel.
$1 million on the way.
From who?
$5. One of the chicks on the panel.
Oh.
From one of the shows.
What'd you see?
Not chill, man.
All right, we'll talk about it on Rumble. Or some of us.
Okay, dude.
Yo, that's not funny, bro. You know, this is not funny. It's not funny at all.
Nigga. Bro, this is what we used to do in high school and middle school. We used to go to college, bro. Like, yo.
Well,
yo, man.
This is not college, bro. This is YouTube.
College back then, yeah.
Yo, this is what I'm trying to say, bro. There's nothing wrong. Nigga, I treat everyone equal, whether you're a black woman, an Asian, a white dude, whatever you are. Everyone gets clowned on, okay? Whether you're a little slow or you're fast, I make fun of everyone equally, okay? Ching, bing, bling, ding, 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 you know. What else? What else other racist jokes can we make? No? Mo getting shaky now.
Nah, bro.
Oh, yeah, niggas are scared.
Nah, I mean, you can do if you want.
Okay. No! Andrew Tate's emergency meeting today on Rumble with epic 70K live viewers to start 130K live viewers.
Man, I'm going
to
go travel the world when this is done, bro. I'm going to go travel the world.
Dion Lewis, nightclub in Australia bans staring without verbal consent in new world policy. Bro, I heard about that. Yo, they're doing that shit, I think, in New York City as well, bro. Clown world is on the fucking way, guys. I hope you're ready. Real talk. It's fucking wild out here. What the hell's going on with these fucking girls?
You're in the club. You see a hot chick. You don't make eye contact. If you do it for too long... Oh, my God. Harassment. Get him out of here.
Bro.
This is crazy, bro.
Fucking. Real talk. What are you going to say?
And any top G knows it starts with eye contact. That's the first thing you got to do. If there's no eye contact, what's the point? So it's like, that's how you initiate to make a move.
You know what I predict is going to happen? I saw a video of some dude. He had like these fucking sex dolls that like looked ridiculously real. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is, we talked about this too, with virtual reality and shit like that too.
Yeah.
OnlyFans, this virtual reality sex shit, and then, right, that's going to continue to be popular. Then the sex dolls. Then on top of that, you got these weird woke policies where, like, dudes got to do all this extra shit to, like, you can't even look at girls in the club anymore. A lot of guys are going to be like, yo, fuck this shit. And they're just going to be fapping.
I'm going to stay home.
And banging androids. Yo, we're about to have a bunch of Krillins, nigga. Banging androids. Real fuck. We're about to have a bunch of fucking Krillins.
Hey, man.
This motherfucker, bro. Niggas is going to be fucking out here.
Take all the androids, brother. Take all of them.
Yo, literally, dudes are about to be fucking Krillin out in this bitch. These girls are about to start getting zero attention, bro. I'm telling you. And the next, it's not going to be now. It ain't going to be now. But probably by the time you hit 100K on YouTube in the next 50 years, yo, these girls.
What's up with this nigga, bro?
Yo!
Hey, he feels great today, man. He feels great. He had some rest today.
Yo, Chris, you know I could pull some punches, right? But I won't say on camera because I don't want to hurt his feelings.
What do you got to say?
Myron Jr.
Nigga, Jr.
Oh, man.
Yo, listen, man. We don't know. We don't know if it's true, nigga.
Okay,
we don't know if it's true.
No. No, you know what it is, bro. I know you're scared of heights. I know you can't swim. So I'll leave you, bro. I'll leave you on that.
I'm not a pappy, guys. Don't listen to this fucking guy, bro. Shit, 304. Put 35K live on his take speech on Rumble earlier. Okay. We might not even get to the questions because we're gonna get canceled before. Hydro Kids, Hydro Wi-Fi, FNF to Rumble. I'm not really going to ask because I know y'all can't talk about committing because y'all are probably talking numbers, but the Tate's definitely proof of concept. Yep. Love y'all, boys. Keep doing God's work. When's the limited edition merch coming in?
Oh.
Still waiting on that. Derek Mitchell, $5. Opinion on the bus. We were talking about that shit earlier.
Hey, man.
No comment, right?
Let him have it.
Let him have it.
Yeah.
$10, Kadari. I just want to say fresh and fit has been the best thing to hit YouTube.
I learned so much from you guys. Myron needs to use this foot more when he kicks them out. Love y'all. Keep it up. Shout out to you, Kadari.
Yeah. And then the last two here. Randy Santos just wanted to thank you, Myron. Thank you, Fresh. Thank you. You guys are needed in the world along with Andrew. We got y'all, man. And then Tyrone H., better get an island before y'all get canceled, probably.
Hey, man.
That's true.
Shout out to Island Boys.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and hit the chats.
We got three more if you want to.
Oh, okay. Hey, guys. I'm a fan, and I wanted to ask for advice. Like, why want to start gymming? I think it means I want to start gymming,
but I'm not sure
how to start.
Because I don't know any routine or health routine. Bro, that's routine. That's not
for routine
or healthy eating. How can I do that without looking stupid?
Well, if you're serious about it, man, you got a little bit of extra coin, hit me up on Instagram, Unplugged Fit. If not, then watch my videos on diet and weight loss, man. I have a whole video on lifting weights and not being a fat piece of shit, the prioritization of fat loss, which, I mean, if we have another question on it and the thing, maybe I'll pull out the fucking chart. And then the True Griff goes, FNF gang for life, all the haters will see us regardless, top G hoeing the woke. Yep, that's what we're talking about. And then Sparta Leonardis goes, y'all remember when Myron and Jesse tried in the mouth? Fuck you.
Got him. Got him. Yes.
All right. All right. So the number to call to the show, guys, is 505-605-9740. Again, that number is 505-605-9740. We got a bunch of y'all on the lines already. Don't we have someone, donate a chat? Oh, and if you guys want to skip the line, put the last four digits of your number in your super chat, and then we'll go ahead and get y'all on the line faster.
All right. 6045.
Calling with your question or comment. One question, guys, or one comment, please, per person, so we can bang as many guys out. Pause.
If possible.
Whoa!
It's a pause.
Whoa!
Yeah.
See, you guys are the perverts.
It's too late.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up? Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yes, sir.
Yo, so I'm going to keep this brief. I just want to give y'all a big shout out. Now, I'm saying I've been with y'all since, like, y'all had, like, 70K subscribers. Back when Myron had a short temper, was kicking bitches out left and right. Back when Fresh had his broken McLaren, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I just want to say thank y'all because recently, like, before I was working a shit job, but now I just landed a job paying me 80K. It should be 100K
nice.
By next year. When I was working that shitty job, on the bus to work, on the bus back from work, I was listening to FNF during lunch break. I was listening to FNF. Like, y'all was, like, my motivation, my inspiration. So I just want to say thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all some real niggas, you know what I'm saying? If y'all get banned, we wish y'all on Rumble, you know what I'm saying? I ride for y'all for real, you know what I'm saying? Love y'all.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's love, man. Actually, I met a guy at the club. He's like a bouncer there. And he started investing in crypto because of us. And he has a bunch of money.
Yeah, that same
guy. He
tripled his money, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah, shout out to him, man.
And he's like, yo, I'm almost late for work. I was like, why, bro? Watching your podcast. I'm like, bro, come on, man.
Yeah, shout out to that, man.
Shout out to him.
Cool. Who's up next?
All right, 4706.
Also, if you guys have a critique or you hate on us or something like that, that's fine. Call into the show, too. We're cool with haters as well.
We're down to hear it, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely have a discussion with you if you're a hater as well. Or you guys can call in and say Chris is a bum. We either were.
All right, Colin.
What's up, Colin?
All right. What's going on, guys? How's it going? Big fan of the show. Been listening for about a year now. I've been rocking with you guys for a while. I definitely agree with a lot of what you have to say. So shout out to you guys. And just like the last caller, actually, you know, I just started a job like 2 years ago making minimum wage, and now I'm almost running the place and making, you know, 80K a year. So big come up money-wise. One question for you guys. Maybe Fresh, this is more geared to you. So, you know, I've been more active on Instagram, you know, trying to post cool things, show off a little bit of lifestyle. Just having a little bit of trouble with the follower growth. What tip or advice would you give to just be able to grow, you know, organic followers?
So typically, the average guy doesn't get a lot of followers because you're a guy, right? However, comedians,
correct,
rappers, people with influence on YouTube and Twitch, they get a lot of followers. So what you must do as the average guy is do giveaways, because that's the only way I know personally you can get traction organically. Now, you can do it paid or for yourself. So what I used to do, I used to actually give away Apple AirPods. And I'll say, for example, hey, follow my page, comment below on this post, and like the post as well, and I'll do an ad towards that and push it out that way. So you can go to – there should be a blue bubble that says promote posts or boosts on each post that you do. So you take a picture, and it's like behind the scenes like I'm giving you right now. You take a picture of the giveaway. It could either be Apple AirPods or whatever you want to give to people, right? Two or three. And then you say, hey, to enter this giveaway, like this post, follow me, and leave a comment. And then you just run an ad towards that, maybe 20, 40, 50 bucks, and that's how you can do it like organically. Now, if you want to grow as well, if you have like a YouTube or like a Twitch or Patreon, what you could do is always have your call to action as follow your Instagram. But my thing is, bro, for average guy, I'll run ads towards giveaways, bro, because that's probably the best way you can do it. Or if you can, there's something called like comment hacking, where like you'll comment a funny comment on a big post, like for example, No Jumper, Academics, or like, you know, Spiritual World.
Yep.
People like your comment. And then they go, who is this guy? He's pretty funny. And then they go to your page, and they might follow you if they like what they see.
Yes, that's a good one, too.
You need good aesthetics, and you need to have appealing lifestyle. So that's another way you can do it too as well. There's many other ways you can do it, but for this question, I'll leave you with those two basically. So, cool.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the advice. Guys, it's been great. I appreciate you guys. You guys have transformed my life for real. So big shout out, man. My next step is to just funnel that earned income, you know, as it grows and into a side hustle, man. That's the key. Myron, I appreciate that.
And one more thing, caller, like I would say too as well, have some value to add to people, because once they follow you from the actual you know, giveaway, it, for them to stay, you got to add value. So I don't know what it is for you. It could either be tips on a certain topic or one of your hobbies, but you got added value as well on your page for the most part. It sucks, but as a regular guy, bro, you need some value to add, because it's kind of like, unless you're like popping, they're not going to want to follow you. You get what I'm saying? It's sad, but
yeah,
it's a world.
Especially as guys, we do have to add value. You know, that's just, it's reality. You're absolutely.
Only
you're right
bitches get followers for doing nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hate to say
that's
it.
Fact.
And, you know, they can get mad at me for saying that shit, but that's the God honest fucking truth. Only women are appreciated when they're mediocre, bro. Men are not.
Fact. You're like almost invisible.
That's fact, man. That's true. And you see it in the follower count and everything, man. But thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I won't hold you up.
Bro, real quick, before you go, you know how many fucking bimbos I see on Instagram that literally bring nothing but dumbass pictures of themselves in a bikini on the beach, and they have, like, that weird-ass link, BCSO or whatever the fuck that shit is called, .com, where they have their dumbass portrait
and
photos.
And bot-like captions.
They got 10K, 20K followers.
Yep.
Bro, that's just the world that we live in, bro. mediocrity is only accepted for women. It is not accepted for men, and that's the God honest truth.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a hot girl, right. You get the validation. Why not? So.
All right. Well, hit me with the sound effect, Chris, and let him go.
Got you.
Misogyny.
All right, man. Peace. Who's up next?
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Let's go with 7583.
And you guys, do me a favor. Share this YouTube link right now with anybody that you think criticizes the show or hates us or whatever the fuck. They call into the show. I'd love to fucking talk to some of these haters, man. I love talking to haters. Go ahead. What's up, caller?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to let you guys know I really appreciate all the stuff you do for me. Just elevating my life. I've been following y'all since y'all were at, like, 70,000 subscribers, and to see you guys grow to 875,000 now, like, that's absolutely insane. Definitely a Don DeMarco for that. But anyway, so my question for you guys, So my question for you guys is, I was trying to explain to my friends the fact that, like, you know, when you have a girlfriend, she shouldn't, and Andrew Tate touched on this too, like, she should naturally want to, like, not want to go out to the club, because when you go out to the club as a girl, we all know that girls don't go out to the club just to be with the girlies and all that shit that they say. Like, no, they're going out to the club to get attention. So I was trying to explain to my dogs, like, if you with a girl, like, not only should she not want to go out to the club, if you tell her that as a man who's, like, comfortable and secure in himself that you don't want her going out to the club because you don't want, like, random niggas, like, touching on her and stuff like that, they were saying, like, oh, that's weirdo energy, or, like, you know, you're just not – you don't respect her, you don't trust her. And I figured that, like, there was no logical way to, like, reason with them. It was just something like you either get it or you don't. And some of them did and some of them didn't. My question for y'all is, like, what's the best way to kind of explain to them, like, how they should treat their girl and, like, why they should tell them, like, you can't go to the club because – not because I'm not insecure, but that's just a bad decision for the both of us.
My friend, this is very simple. You can't make anyone do what they don't want to do. So this means, for example, if she wants to go to the club, she's going to the club. Now, if she respects you, if she loves you for real, and you tell her, hey, you know what? I date girls that don't go to clubs because, for me personally, I think it's whole behavior. She has a choice to make. And look, she may not make it. She may say, you know what? Fuck you, I'm going to the club. It's fine. But she chose the club over you. So I'm just saying, like, it's her choice to make, but at the same time, it's like, if she respects you, she may actually follow your lead. So it just depends.
All you can do is have boundaries and act on those boundaries. You know, you got to understand that, quite frankly, the odds are stacked against you. We live in a day and age nowadays where we tell women to be empowered. We tell women to be hoes. We tell women to be promiscuous. We tell women to go out there and explore their options. Translation, what that really means is be a hoe. So the thing is that
all
you can do is enforce boundaries. So she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. But what I don't want you to do is allow her to explore while you simultaneously sit there like a fucking retard in the back, like, oh, okay, I'm going to go do what I want. The thing is this, bro. Most guys don't respect themselves, and most guys don't have the ability to replace their girl. So what do? They let their girl do whatever the fuck she wants to do. Do not let your friends and your peers and society try to tell you that's weirdo, insecure energy. What you really say is, nope. It's actually very secure because, once again, I will remind you this, and I want everyone to burn this into their brains. You are secure when you are able to walk away from a woman. The only way that you're able to walk away from a woman is doing what? Keeping your value high. When your value is high, you can walk away. When you can walk away, she starts to feel the pain of your ability to be able to walk away, and she's going to behave correctly. You're actually insecure when you let her do whatever the fuck she wants, and she goes ahead and walks all over you, goes to the club when she wants, talks to people, has guy friends sitting around, and she disrespects you to your fucking face. We live in a fucking clown world where women don't even know what the fuck they want, and they're trying to sit there and tell you, you're insecure. They don't even really know what the fuck that means. You're actually insecure when you let her do what she wants. You're secure when you tell her, listen, you could do what you want. However, I'm not going to fucking tolerate it. If you go to the club, you are effectively single. Go ahead. Try me, bitch. And see what she does. Let her leave. If she leaves, she comes back, you got a bitch at the house. And her shit's packed out, packed outside. You need to demonstrate with these fucking hoes, man. Yo, here's the thing, bro. Jay-Z came out with a song several years ago called Reminder. And in the song, he was basically calling out haters that said that they made him or whatever it may be. Human beings are stupid. Sometimes they forget what the fuck they got, okay? So sometimes you have to give your girl a reminder that you are the fucking man. And there's nothing more apparent that you're the fucking man than by kicking her ass to the curb and having another bitch right there replacing her. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to demonstrate it, man. And when you demonstrate it, she's going to know right then and there, okay, damn, okay. And she's gonna, she's never going to forget that shit. Because let me tell y'all, son, women, an attractive girl, 22 years old, might be rejected in her lifetime maybe 3, 4, 5 times. You could be that fucking first guy, all right? Give that bitch a reminder of where she really stands. And the only way you could do that is by doing shit that other motherfuckers don't do. You need to be memorable, and you become memorable by not tolerating female fuckery. In 2022, too many guys tolerate female fuckery, which is why she acts the way she does in the first place. Guys, it's no mistake that women act the way they do, coming on this podcast, acting fucking crazy, being delusional, etc. That's a byproduct of society kissing their ass for decades.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I completely get what you're saying.
Resist the slave mind. Resist the idiots that try to sit there and tell you, that's weirdo energy, that's insecure, blah, blah, blah. You look them dead in the face and say, fuck you. I don't care what you think. And that's why you don't hang out with blue pill simps that say that dumb shit.
Yeah, they're my dogs for real, so I'm going to really try and do the best I can. But
no
like
more,
I said,
nigga.
If you get it,
no more,
you
nigga.
Get it,
no, 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 no. Be prepared to get rid of those fucking clowns, bro. You don't hang out with simps. You don't hang out with blue pill losers. You don't hang out with guys that have that mindset. I'm telling you, they're going to sell you out down the road. They either adapt or die. Get ready to walk away from those losers, bro. Find better men. Let me tell you something, bro. This is some of the best advice like I ever heard, and I truly, truly – we talked about this on the Avenger episode with Andrew Tate, Rolla Tomasi, Justin Waller, everything else like that. I really advise all of you guys to go watch that episode. It was a really great show. In that show, we had a very good discussion. I remember talking about this, how you don't want to be friends with guys that aren't good with women. And I'll tell you why. When you're friends with guys that aren't good with women, what's going to happen is once they get a girl, they're going to let that girl control their fucking life. Okay? And when a woman controls a man's life, nothing but misery is going to come from that, because women can barely control their fucking lives. Okay? This is why girls that are single long-term are miserable, because they know deep down they need the direction and the stability of a fucking man. Chris, hit me with the sound effect.
Got you.
Misogyny.
Men lead, women follow. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Okay? You can take the strongest, most independent woman ever. She's still going to want a man, because her biology tells her, I need a man by my side. Okay? No chick is happy that's single long-term. Trust me. There's a reason why they want a ring. There's a reason why they want to take your last name. There's a reason why they want to walk down a fucking aisle in a white dress with their daddy handing them off to a man. It's because it's ingrained in them to need a man. The problem is that these modern-day hoes want a man, and that's not enough to keep a guy around. You need to need that motherfucker. So I say all that to say this. You need to be around guys that are good with women, because guys that are good with women, number one, are going to sell you out. Number two, don't value pussy too much. And then number three, control their life. When you're with a guy that's a simp, trust me, everything he does is going to be dictated by his fucking girl. Hey, bro, you want to hang out this weekend? Let me run it by the wife. What the fuck? yo, we're going to go do this shit. We're going to go hit the club, blah, blah, blah. Well, you want to come? Nah, bro, I'm going to stay with my girl. She's going to get mad and bitch at me. What the fuck? Bro,
happy wife.
Like, no, bro, you do not want to hang out with fucking clowns, because I'm telling you, they're going to go, their failure with their woman is going to bleed into your life. God forbid you start a business with these niggas. Yo, we got a fucking meeting. We got to go travel to the UK. No, bro, I don't know if I could do that. My girl, bro. Yo, I got to get another ticket for her. And then she's out there fucking being mad, being a fucking bitch, mad as fuck because he's working late and shit. And now you got to adjust your work schedule to him because of his fucking girl. Fuck that shit, man. Fuck that shit. I do not do business with guys that are simps, suckers, don't have their girl in check. Fuck no. Because I know now when I do business with that guy, I'm basically doing business with this fucking girl. No thank you. That's the truth. Call me a fucking asshole. There's a reason why men make more money than women. We work harder, period. Men are willing to take way more fucking risks. I'm not going to go ahead and limit my ability to succeed off a dude that can't even control his bitch. If you can't control your bitch, you can't control your life. Period. And that's the way women want it. Get rid of them niggas, bro.
Nah, you right.
Get rid of them niggas.
No, you right. You're right. I'm going to internalize the advice you gave me. That's good shit. Anyways,
Bring that shit into your brain. My brother was like that, too. He had some sip-ass friends. I told his ass, get rid of them niggas immediately.
All right. Appreciate that, Myron. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thank you guys for all the advice. I won't hold y'all up. P.S. Chris is a bum. All right.
Wow.
Funny. All right, caller.
Okay.
2480.
Sheesh.
2408.
Hey, guys. I'm a big fan. I've started watching recently. I'm 18 years old.
You're not a fan,
I just wanted to ask.
Yo, you're not a fan. You're a supporter, bro. We're all men. We're all equal. You're a supporter, my friend. You're a supporter of the mission. We ain't better than you.
I appreciate you, man. One question I want to ask y'all is, I try to be a gentleman and court girls, you know, be nice about it and stuff like that, and it usually didn't work out. And then I was like, all right, I don't want to waste my time no more. So I tried to be more upfront about it, whether it be a hookup or a relationship, and it still don't work. So what do I do?
Your sexual market value isn't high enough to demand being direct.
Okay.
So that's probably what's going on. So you tried the nice guy route. It wasn't working because your sexual market value wasn't high enough. And then you went ahead and now you're trying to be more direct and taking a more mode one approach, et cetera, which is fine. That's cool. But your sexual market value has got to be fairly high for you to be able to do that. And sexual market value is a culmination of, are you attractive? Are you charming? Are you in shape? You know, are your teeth straight? Are they clean? Is your hygiene on point? Like, sexual market value isn't just looks. It's a complete package.
I feel you. That would lead me to my second question. I'm just 18 years old, so I'm glad I found y'all at a young age. So I'm starting to think about this stuff. But
at 18 years old, there's your answer right there. You're fucking useless. No offense. You have to build your value up. As an 18 year old, I'll keep it simple for you. Would you want to fuck a 60 year old woman?
Hell no.
More than likely, maybe you want to do some strange. But if you had a choice between a bad bitch and a 60-year-old woman, would you want to bang a 60-year-old woman?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because she too old. She lost her value at that point.
Fantastic. Now you got the. That's exactly how you come off as an 18-year-old man. She lost her value. You haven't built your value.
Well, caller, I will say though, for your age, knowing that you messed up in certain areas, it's pretty smart because you know, for matter of fact, okay, cool. I'm being too nice. It's not working. I'm being too much of a upfront person. It's not working. So what does that mean? Like I mentioned before, the value that you have isn't where it should be. So look, work on yourself, wait a little bit, and watch what happens. Because, bro, when I was 18, bro, shit, I was playing video games. I was, like, skinny as hell, out of shape. So, bro, I wasn't even anywhere close to getting girls. But when I worked on myself, wait a little bit, then after that, I can get a lot more girls. So I would just say, bro, work on yourself right now. So focus on girls and watch what happens in the future.
Yes, sir. I just want to just say this one quick thing, and then I won't hold y'all up. I know, Myron, I know you were a D1 athlete. I'm an athlete myself.
Cool.
So for a kid like me trying to build myself as a person, like you guys are saying, building my value and stuff like that, what advice do you have for me as an athlete and just as a person in general?
Are you in college right now? You're an athlete?
No, I'm not a college athlete, but I still have that ambition to be one day. But so, I am starting community college. Yeah.
Are you an athlete for that community college?
No.
All right, you an athlete then, nigga. What are you talking about? let's be real here, man. Like unless you play for a team and you play some kind of organized shit, like you ain't a real athlete, bro. You know?
Right.
I could call myself a professional gamer, but am I really a professional gamer if I play, you know, on Twitch and I don't really get paid for it by a league? Not really. I mean, maybe you can make that argument. But here's the thing, bro. Play sports. Nothing wrong with playing sports. I think sports is one of the best things that you can do as a man. It teaches you a lot of discipline. It gets you in shape. It teaches you camaraderie. It teaches you teamwork. It teaches you many fundamental life lessons. But try to get on a team, bro. Try to get involved with a team. Get to a point because it's also going to distract you from other stupid shit as well.
Okay.
And yo, you're 18, bro. You still got your life ahead of you, my friend. Yo, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 18, bro. So you don't even. Like, don't worry. The hoes ain't going nowhere, okay?
All right, I hear you. I appreciate it, Myron and Fresh. And Chris, I love you with the sound effects, man. It's just funny.
Hey, thanks, man.
So I appreciate
you. Also, real quick, yo, I want you to also know, bro, don't hate women at your age, bro. Just, you cannot hate women for what they'll never be to you, bro. Like, just, I want everybody in the chat to understand this. Girls are not idealistic lovers. They're not going to like you for you. They're always going to like you for what you provide. That's the world that we live in. It is what it is. You know, we like them for their youth and beauty and being hot. They like us for what we provide. That's the world, okay?
Well, unless you meet them on a yacht, they're lucky for you.
So, yeah, man, don't get that RP rate to 18, bro, my friend. Like, just understand this is the way the world works. Keep self-improving. Keep playing sports. Don't do drugs, and you'll be fine.
All right, caller.
All right, G.
I appreciate it.
All right, man, peace.
All right, let's go with 9292.
She likes me for me.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, guys? Are we allowed to talk about the green flower on here?
The what?
Green flower?
Are we allowed to talk about marijuana on here?
I mean, what do you want to say? Go ahead.
So, I've been smoking since I was 18, and I'm still smoking. And I was able to stay employed and stuff like that and upgrade my employment. And I'm able to start my business, and my business involved the cannabis company. My question to you guys is, should I quit smoking, or am I still cool to keep going?
Quit smoking.
Wait, why are you asking us if you should stop smoking, bro? You should want to know for yourself. I mean, you're in a business.
Well,
you smoke your own supply?
Well, I hear you guys talk about not smoking, and it makes you unmotivated, and it makes you, like, stop. But I'm still able to run a business and stay employed at the same time while smoking. So I'm a little
I guarantee if you quit, your ability to produce is going to be exponentially increased.
Okay.
So why are you going to operate at 75% when you can operate at 100% and become so much better?
You're right.
Like, this is what I'm talking about when I say, like, marijuana, alcohol, drugs, etc. Can you still be a performing alcoholic? Yeah, look at Chris, you know? Can you still become, like, can you still do well in life smoking weed and shit? Absolutely. But if you cut it out, you would be 10 times better. So why not become 10 times better? Why give yourself handicaps? What did I tell you guys earlier about 15 minutes ago? Mediocrity is only accepted from women, not men. So good enough is not good enough as a guy.
Okay. I think the question is,
where you want to be right now? I think the question is, like, all your goals are laid out. Did you accomplish all of them? Did you finish all of them? All your goals?
Not yet, no.
Nope.
Okay, so the smoking weed,
yes or no?
Does smoking weed help you achieve your goals?
No, but see, the thing is my business, hold on.
You just answered it yourself.
Yeah, you just answered it.
I don't give a fuck what your business is. You could be in the porn industry. Does that mean you need to watch porn every day?
You're right.
Yo, listen, man. Guys, put the fuck camera on me. We need to stop rationalizing mediocrity, okay? The problem is this. Guys will create problems in their lives and then rationalize those problems. I'm with a psycho bitch. But you know what, man? She makes a good sandwich. Not worth it. Yo, I'm at a shitty job that I fucking hate, but they pay me just enough to pay my bills. I'm going to just deal with it. No. Like, stop rationalizing your mediocrity. Stop. You're in a marijuana business. Fantastic. Okay? Or you run a marijuana business. Cool. Why the fuck do you need to smoke weed? You don't need to. And as a matter of fact, why not just not smoke the weed? Okay? Do better at your job. Scale it up. And just become a better businessman. It's only going to hurt you to smoke. And it's also only going to cost you money. It's only going to make you lazier. It's only going to make you eat more poor, you know? And you're only 18 years old.
I'm not 18.
Right
I'm 30.
Now,
sorry.
You can't afford to have any distractions fucking you up. How old are you? Oh, you're 30. Okay.
I've been since 18.
So you're 30 years old. Bro, hell nah. Like, you're a grown-ass man at this point. Like, fuck that. However, how about this? Instead of, you know, smoking weed, how often are you going to the gym?
I have a home gym at my house, so I work out 6 days a week, and weed kind of helps me with my mind-body connection when I'm lifting.
Cap.
Okay.
Cap. And he knows it, too.
His answer said it. I know guys in the industry as well that, you know, do marijuana, all that stuff, and, like, they only smoke either right before bed or they don't do it at all. Because for them, their whole day has to be productive. So, I mean, bro, honestly speaking, it's up to you, bro. From what Myron's saying here as well, like, bro, why do it if you don't have to?
I mean, you can.
Why give yourself an unnecessary handicap?
Yeah.
Why?
You have no reason, so.
It doesn't
make
sense. Like I said, everyone that I know that's insanely successful doesn't smoke pot. Andrew Tate, never done drugs. Brandon Carter, don't smoke. Me and Fresh, don't smoke. Okay? Moneybird, don't smoke. So it's like, I don't really know.
This is like a minority of the population. But Burner, I'm not too sure if you guys know about Burner, but Burner smokes. But and he's a multi-billionaire.
Okay. Well, that's a minority.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're making a female argument right now, just like the girls do.
No, I'm not trying to argue. I just kind of...
Again, trying to rationalize mediocrity once again. See? This is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
If you don't
have
a high
probability
of success not smoking weed, then why are you going to limit yourself and decrease your probability of success in being better?
Right. Straightforward. You're right. Thank you, guys. I guess I'll quit smoking. It's easy. I had cold turkey before. I've cold turkey for like 2 months straight, but I felt like because I was in the marijuana business, I wanted to like kind of be a supporter, but I guess I see where you guys are going.
Yo, a lot of guys that are in the porn industry that do really well don't watch porn, and they do it for obvious reasons.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand that. It kind of brings me back to the thing of don't smoke your own supply or whatever.
Don't get high off your own supply.
Yeah.
You probably would be sharper.
Yeah.
You'd probably be sharper as well, cognitively.
You're a little bit
You're a little segmented, my friend.
Reacting to us.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you guys' advice. I thank you. Appreciate it. Shout out from Hawaii. Big supporter.
All right, man. No worries, bro. Stop that weed. I promise you're going to become way more productive.
All right.
I got
Who's
you,
up
man.
Next?
Thank you.
All right, man.
All right.
Cool. Awesome.
And, callers, I'm Xing out some calls on the line right now because we're maxed out and people are paying.
Smoking
so,
is full supply.
Yo, guys, we got 6,000, almost 6,000 of you guys in here. Do me a favor. Can you guys like the video, please?
8070.
Look at the engagement. Because y'all never like the video, you fucking ninja watchers. All right. Go ahead.
You have to put up Fresh and Fit.
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a couple things. Well, first things first, I got a critique. One question, please. This is basically kind of critiquing some of the advice you give. First thing I need to know is just kind of your thoughts on the marketplace. Do you guys believe that the dating marketplace needs more 304s or less?
Here's the thing, man. We can't change the marketplace, bro. The marketplace is gonna be the marketplace, my friend.
Brother.
The only thing you can do is adapt.
What we think we need, it doesn't matter what we think. It's what is, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
we just operate on what is, bro.
Now, mind you, are most girls out there doing their thing? Yeah, 100%. Hey, it works for us.
Yeah.
So, shit.
Next point. Go ahead. What's your critique?
Well, it's basically, I mean, it's a kind of a contradiction in your beliefs because if you're saying on one hand that, you know, nuclear families are, you know, the way to go, it's going to build a society up, which is what you and I both want, then you wouldn't be so extreme on the red pill side and say that men need to go out and create 304s, which in turn kind of disrupts the marketplace and causes corruption in the family.
We've addressed this before, so you want to take this first?
So, my friend,
go ahead.
Let me ask you this, right? Out of the whole world, right, how many people watch Fresh and Fit, you think, percentage-wise? So, out of the millions of people in the world,
a lot.
How many actually watch Fresh and Fit?
Millions.
Millions. Okay, let's say millions. How many people are actually in the world? Billions, right?
A couple billion.
So we're just saying, here's the facts, here's reality. No matter what we do or what we say, it's going to happen regardless. But we're just saying, look, how it should be is men should be men, women should be traditionally women. However, the world that we live in right now is not like that. So we get strategies for men and women to operate and kind of adapt to this current climate. So we're just saying, look, at the end of the day, there's going to be 304s. Now, how you move with them is up to you. And at the same time, I get it. You're saying, oh, the argument is if
you want us to be families, to be nuclear, then you shouldn't be promoting being a thought. Well, bro, we're just saying this is what it is. How you move with girls is going to depend on you. That's all we're saying here, bro. So look, you can make a choice. If you want to follow that pattern, great. That's good for you. But most guys, they want to get laid, bro. So it is what it is.
Okay, here's the problem with the TradCon argument that you're making. When you tell guys, yo, go out there, get married, have a strong nuclear family or whatever, that's cool. That sounds great on paper. However, that isn't feasible in today's dating marketplace, bro.
Yeah.
Most of these girls have a lot of bodies. That's the truth.
Well,
most girls are going to college. You know what girls do when they go to college? They be hoes. That's the reality. Okay? We've done videos on this where we literally talked about, you know, a woman's notch count being directly tied to her ability to be able to keep a guy long-term in a relationship. So knowing that most girls initiate divorce, most girls are fairly promiscuous, most girls aren't necessarily marriage and or wife material, how the fuck would I look telling guys, yo, build nuclear families with women that quite frankly don't deserve nuclear families? I know nuclear families are the best way to go. However, today's climate does not support that. So I got to tell guys the truth of what's going on. You're operating on what should. I'm operating on what is. Okay? Most women are not fit to be your long-term partner. Therefore, they're not worthy of building a nuclear family with you. That's how I look at it. So I've set up the guys to win. I tell them, if you do want to have a nuclear family, you need to have some things in place. 35 years old, making at least 100K per year, have 6 months to 1 year of savings, have sex with 50 women, and be in shape. Why do I say these five bare minimum things? Because these five bare minimum things will put you in a position of authority over most women. Okay? That's just the beginning. We're not even talking about having game. We're not even talking about maintaining frame. We're not even talking about fucking understanding and vetting out your girl for a year or two. We're not talking about any of that stuff. I'm saying you need to have these five things in place before you even think about taking girls serious and giving her your last name. Okay? That's the world that we're in now. Feminism has changed the dating landscape, my friend. Okay? And the problem with TradCons is you guys don't want to leave 1954 and realize that women have changed. You want us to be traditional men while women simultaneously absolve themselves of being traditional women. That's the reality. That's the problem that these TradCons can't get through their fucking heads, is that women have changed significantly. Men haven't really changed. It's the women that have changed.
Yo, could you imagine
no.
if guys said, you know what? Go get married. The first girl that they're going to meet, they're like, you know what? I'll marry you. No experience.
Stupid.
Don't know how to navigate better.
Stupid.
None of that. And then she just divorced me after 10 years, took all my money. Happens all the time. So we're just
stupid.
Saying, prepare for the worst so you can filter out and know who's the right woman to actually marry, because most guys don't know how to do that. And the problem is, guys in today's society, bro, for the most part, are inexperienced. So that means if you meet a girl for the first time, the girl probably has like 20, 30 bucks, like I said before, and now she's upper hand on you. So, bro, I get what you're saying, but understand, bro, in the current climate, bro, you have to have experience, bro. You have to. Have to.
Because here's the thing you got to also understand. There used to be buffers. There used to be religion. There used to be shame. There used to be families. There used to be fathers. These things used to protect women against making bad sexual decisions that would impact them. These things are gone. Yeah. They're magically removed. Okay? They're gone.
In tutu.
So women, right, are no longer traditional ladies.
Yeah.
You want guys to pay full price for used commodities. Girls that are less feminine than they've ever been before, more bitchy than they've ever been before, fatter than they've ever been before, more promiscuous than they've ever been before. This is probably one of the worst times for guys to try to build a nuclear family. So I will not, and I fucking repeat, I will not tell guys to commit to girls and try to build a nuclear family with women nowadays unless they have certain things in place and are really on fucking point. I don't give a fuck what the women want. I don't give a fuck what people think. I want the guys to put themselves in a position of advantage for once in their life and go into a fucking gunfight with an actual gun. Most of these fucking guys are going in with a butter knife with women that, quite frankly, are going to run circles around them that have been shooting bazookas for years. All right? The sexual marketplace is heavily skewed for a man to fail. That's why we tell guys you need to get out there and fuck these girls and understand what the hell's going on in the sexual marketplace. Because if you don't, you're going to go in with one eye open, other eye closed. Next thing you know, you're going to get slapped from the side of your face from the eye that's closed because you didn't see that shit coming.
Facts.
Chat, Chris.
Well, okay. That's
go ahead. What's your
bottle kind of? Yeah, if I could really quick. I mean, it just kind of shows the extremism on both sides. You know, understanding RP is a reactionary movement to feminism that, you know, to fight fire, you're kind of using fire which I understand. I totally hear where you guys are coming from. I mean, I just think it's kind of ironic that the experience you're telling men to go get in the world that they'll need to combat the women is the same fire that is causing women to become three or fours. Like you say all the time, men are not hoes. They are hoe makers. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from. It's
you're missing
just
a point.
The world is screwed up.
Bro, you're missing a the major point right now. You know, you want to know why your argument is flawed? Because guess what? You know who the hoe makers are?
Men.
A small minority of men. That's the difference.
But you're trying to get others to become
women
more.
Have,
you're trying
women,
to...
women control the sexual marketplace, bro. Women control the sexual marketplace. So when you leave women to their own devices, what do? They fuck the Chads, the Tyrones, and the fucking guys that have money and that are attractive and have status.
Yeah, but you guys are building a lot of men to rise up to that status. So like a lot of the men that are on your
Absolutely.
Videos, you guys teach them how to become the Chads and the Brads. So they're becoming
yes,
homemakers.
Absolutely.
Homemakers, which,
because here's the thing.
Well,
when they become
there's a downside
homemakers,
to it.
Here's the thing. When they become homemakers, they're able to identify hoes and then know which girls to commit to and which girls to not commit to. Experience with men is valued. Experience with women is not valued. Women are looking
right.
for experienced men. Men are looking for inexperienced women. So if a guy's experienced and knows what to look for in a girl, he's better able to navigate the sexual marketplace, and he'll find a girl that's inexperienced because he has the experience to detect that she's inexperienced. See what I just did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there, but it's a funny dance where, like you say, it's a battle between the two, where the more experience on one side will create experience on the other side. But we want less experienced women but more experienced men. It's a kind of a funny dance where it's you can't have it both ways, you know, because
a new girl turns 18 every day, bro. That's why we advocate guys deal with younger girls, you know, 10 years younger than you, whatever.
Yeah.
If you're 30, deal with a girl that's 20, 21.
Caller, I get what you're saying, but how would you handle this problem? What would you do? What would you recommend guys to do here on the platform?
Man,
what should they really
do? So I pray you guys one day, you know, switch over to God pill. New movement, you know what I mean? I know it sounds crazy, but no, I really think that, you know, people really do need this. And it might be too late, like you say all the time, Fresh, but, I mean, RP, like I said, is an extreme movement for a reason, but nonetheless, it is an extreme movement.
Dude, it's not extreme. It's just the truth, bro. I mean, if you know about
no,
dude, if you
extreme.
Follow God, bro, you would know that these times are basically probably the end times. So you have to be extreme to some level. But we were just saying, look, you decide how you want to deal with it. Versus, oh, willy-nilly, fairy tale, get married. Yeah, go get married, my friend. And then get finessed or get divorced. Not a chance, bro. Not a chance.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just speaking on the bad side of RP.
Here's the problem, bro. Most people are not religious anymore.
Yeah, it's a problem.
So again, like, we can operate on ideals. Yo, I wish religion was a buffer and it still existed like that. I wish girls, you know, were, you know, had virtue and chastity and all the other stuff. But those days are done, bro. I just told you. These buffers are gone.
And actually, you know what's funny? We actually love women, bro, because we understand them for who they are.
Yeah.
Not how we want them to be.
Yeah.
And look.
You're going out for how you want them to be.
Yeah.
And that ain't going to happen,
no,
bro.
No. They are. No. That's not true because they are monogamous. They are motherly. That's actually their true nature, but they've been distorted by feminism to think that they're more manly and masculine, and that's why they're sleeping around and doing all these things.
And
but by nature,
that's the exact point we're saying,
that's
bro.
And here's the thing. Okay, now that you know that, okay, you know that feminism is here. Fantastic. Do you think the women are going to concede to feminism and allow it to regress?
Ain't no going back.
Hold on, no. Do you think they're going to seriously 50. Concede and let it regress?
I think some will and some won't. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I see some women change.
You think the majority of women are going to go ahead and go backwards after all the hard work they've done through feminism? That's the real question. You know the problem. That's the good part. You know the problem. Do you realistically think modern-day women are going to concede to give some of that back? Yes or no?
That's a very good question.
Yes or no? You know the answer.
Well, they're going to be depressed. I mean, I think there's going to be a generation
yes
of women.
Yes or no, bro?
Majority no. Yeah, the majority no.
There's your fucking answer, my
All right,
friend.
Man. This was a great call, bro.
There's your answer. And I don't mean to be an asshole. I don't mean to be an asshole, but I'm telling you that this is the reality, my friend. okay? Women busted their ass to get to the point that they're at now. You are crazy if you think modern day women are going to give any of that power away to have families and nuclear those days are done, bro. Those days are done. Things have changed significantly.
I'll just say one more thing before I get off the phone call. Real quick. I think it'd be cool if you guys race on your personal channel still 100K. You guys are like pretty much neck and neck. I want to see you guys race 100K and the loser has to do with Bear or something. I think that'd be pretty cool. Shout out FNF. Rock with you guys since 50K. You guys are doing big things. I can't wait till you guys get to a mil. And, man, I hope you don't get canceled. Peace.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully. After this conversation, you might get canceled.
All right, Colin.
Shout out to you and the God Bill.
Yeah.
All right. So we have 8040. He paid $100.
Oh, shout out to you, my friend.
Shout out to you, bro. Don DeMarco.
Don DeMarco. DeMarco.
Caller.
Hey, what's
caller?
Going on? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man.
Sir.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I really respect you guys a lot. Myron Fresh, Chris and Mo. Man, I've got so much to say, too little time. I need to throw some more quarters so I can try to get some more minutes with you guys. But I just got to say, like, I appreciate you're wearing the Unfit merch, Myron. I respect you guys. I started watching the podcast last year, and it hooked me. So I started all the way over with the Unfit, with your workouts and everything. It went all the way through. I like everything just for you guys. I watched everything on your $20 Patreon. And like I said, man, I got too much to say, but I want to say, Mo, listen to Myra, keep that slow and steady pace. It's going to pay off, Chris. You're the voice of the chat. I know you say some crazy stuff sometimes, but you're like the comedian from the what the hell is that movie? Damn it, I just lost it. But he's he basically does what the whole society is supposed to do. But you're just like that, Chris. Keep it up. Don't listen to Myron Fresh sometimes. Fresh, just so you know, Naruto sucks. Everybody in Naruto is a wizard other than Brock Lee. He's literally the only ninja in the whole show. It's a show about wizards, Dragon Ball all the way. and Myron, like I said, I just got a lot of respect for you. Once I started watching you guys, like, it woke me up. I raised my credit limit. I've been doing a whole lot better for myself. It just literally like a bolt of lightning just woke me up. So I just got a lot of respect for you guys. That's all I got to say.
All right, Carlos,
thanks,
Michael Flores.
Thanks, man, for calling in. Speaking of which, Mo, give us an update before we move on to the next caller of your weight loss.
433, and I am 10 pant sizes down. I've been really excited to announce that. That was for the first time in a very, very long time that I'm actually wearing 54 pant sizes. It's probably been about over a decade since I've been wearing that, but I plan on keeping on going. So while they hate, we create, buy real estate, and we lose weight.
Bam, baby.
What?
And real talk, that's a guy right there. Wrong sound effect, my bad. That's a guy right there that has, saw what's going on in the dating marketplace and is adapting. He understands being a nice fat guy ain't going to work. Women want a guy who's in shape. Like, the days have changed. Women are more concerned with men's looks now than ever before as well,
yeah.
Guys. A part of the masculinization of modern-day women is that women pay more attention to men's looks nowadays, okay? That's a part of it. Shout out to Mo fucking losing that weight, baby.
Everything.
What's the total weight loss altogether now? No, what's the numerical?
67.
67 pounds?
Yeah.
Damn near 70 pounds, man. That's what we're talking about, baby.
Way more to go. Okay, 3, 4, 3, 3.
Way more to go?
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We still got like another 200. All right. Chris, where we at?
Yeah, 3, 4, 3, 3.
Okay.
Yo, what's good with you? Y'all can hear me.
What's up, man?
Smooth in the building.
We got you, man. Yo, there's 6,100 of you guys watching right now. Do me a favor. Like the goddamn video.
Smooth lifestyle.
Yeah, I already. I know it's been a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming from the Mississippi, the big 601. Everybody know.
Yes, sir.
Good. But I just want to just say, man, thank y'all for the support, bro. Last week I just hit over 10K subs on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
Just want to say thank y'all for that.
Good stuff.
I'm burning their ass up. And I'm like the top ATV town of all time right now, goddamn it, Mississippi. Ain't nobody fucking with me down here. So appreciate y'all. Also, Myron, I just want to let you know, man, I be watching your Fetty channel. Bro, you be on point on a lot of shit. And about like a few weeks back, I had watched the Breonna Taylor case. Bro, like, I did not know that shit had went down, bro. I did not know that shit. And that shit blew my fucking mind. I was like, in that episode alone here, bro, that bitch was like five, six hours, some shit like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, bro, I was in tune. I started watching while I was listening to it because I got the YouTube premium shit, and I started listening to it while I was at work. You know, I work overnight and shit. And, bro, I listened to it all the way I was at work, while I was at work. Then when I came home, bro, I just turned my TV on and I started looking at it. This shit was crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, yeah, man, y'all keep doing what y'all doing, bro. Y'all don't let these haters get y'all down. I just want to come in and just show my support. I still be fucking with y'all. Also, I watch a few more other podcasts as well about the Manosphere. Y'all still stay by Andrew Tayside. That's one of my favorite guys that y'all ever brought onto the show. But, yeah, but I just want to let you know we still working with y'all down here, and peace out.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. Appreciate the love. How about we hit some of these chats first, and then we'll go back to the phone calls. Okay, we got $5 from Level Up Gaming and Family. Got my girl watching now. She can't deny the real. Where can I send you some merch? Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. A lot of guys have – you know, some guys, what they'll do is they'll watch our podcast and turn this shit up loud
when
and let their girl hear it.
Yeah.
And then that right there will get their girl like, oh, fuck, this guy will leave me if I'm on some bullshit. great job, guys. I'm proud of you guys and really respect you guys for what you do.
You guys got alarm clocks
for this BS. Yeah, I've been saying it forever, bro. Like, real talk. Like, yo, in 2022, like, men are waking up and we're the fucking alarm clock, man. Like, real talk, man. Guys got to wake up. If you don't understand how women are, if you don't understand how to make money, if you don't understand how to get in shape, you're going to get fucking left behind and you're going to live a miserable fucking life. And the scary part is society doesn't tell you this shit. Society does not propel you to be excellent as a man. Society tells you to be mediocre as a man. Society will tell you it's okay to be fat. Society will tell you it's okay to have a participation trophy. Society will tell you it's okay to be average. It's okay to not make money. It's okay to be cool or, you know, secure in your skin or let your girl do hoe shit and be okay with that. Society will tell you to commit to hoes. Fuck that shit. What about excellence over here? You demand excellence from yourself. When you demand excellence from yourself, you will not tolerate mediocrity from others. One more time for you fucking guys. If you demand excellence for yourself, you will not tolerate mediocrity from others. If you have built yourself up to become a certain type of individual, you make a certain amount of money, you're in shape, you're in fucking, you know, you're in charge, baby. You're in charge of your fucking life. You will not let losers, degenerates, stupid bitches, stupid people, stupid family members even get in the way of your mission. You will kick those people out of your fucking life. Okay, but the only way that you can demand excellence from others is if you demand excellence from yourself. The problem with a lot of you guys is you are mediocre yourself and you try to demand excellence from mediocre people. Doesn't fucking work. You must be excellent first. They look at you, say, oh, shit, and then they're going to have to step up their game. The best thing a bitch can ever tell you is, you make me insecure. I should. That's how it's got to be, guys. No girl should ever be comfortable around you. She should always be insecure and not know where the fuck she stands. All right? When a girl gets comfortable, that's when the problems arise. I promise you.
Facts.
$10 from Grind Like No Tomorrow. As a devout listener to your podcast, I must confess you guys impacted my life so greatly. My fitness, relationship, and finances have never been better. But all thanks to y'all. Love y'all, boys.
We up.
Thank you, man. Effort for life. Appreciate y'all work. Level up type content. We got you, baby. You know, like I said, guys, we're not here doing mindless fucking brain dead content like Ethan Decline and Hassan Loser, Rasan Hobby, right? These guys have made how many streams talking shit about Andrew Tate now?
Like
4 or 5. Like, they're fucking thirsty losers, okay? Losers. Not providing value to society, being a fat dork. Even Lasan is a fat piece of shit. I can see zero definition in his arms, but he claims he goes to the gym. Dude is a fucking dork, and so is Ethan. They think they're intelligent, but they're really not. Brain dead content, not helping guys in any way, shape, or form. All right? We're over here provide a value, teaching you how to make money, how to become more attractive, telling you guys the reality of how the world really works, helping you guys escape the fucking matrix. You go out with your friends and forget I'm your man. Girls' night out, turn out to a fight when you do come in. And that's from Lil Durk. Shout out to you, Lil Durk.
Is that some lyrics?
Yeah, that's some lyrics. Yeah, he always super chats lyrics.
Lil Durk. Twan World
goes, shout out FNF. I'm a 21-year-old A1C and the Air Guard working out of South Texas, making a $6,000 to $7,000 a month. Fantastic. Should I prioritize capital to put towards the VA housing method or start a side hustle like Amazon FBA? I lack direction. Hey, bro, do both. Do both. Remember, with a VA loan, you're not putting no money down.
That's true.
So you don't have to really have capital for a VA loan, my friend. You just got to have, I think, closing costs. Marriage caused divorce, $20 from Great Britain. Last week, the married Finland prime minister nearly lost her job because she was dancing with Chad in the club. Also, research shows 304s like to go to the club when they are most fertile/ovulating to find Pookie. Big facts. This is true. Women dress a certain way and act a certain way when they're ovulating. That's fact. That's biological fact. And yes, bro. See, here's the thing. When men cheat, it ain't that big a deal. When women do bullshit and cheat, it destroys society. This, because here's the thing, if the prime minister goes and fucks another bitch or whatever, it sucks, right? But it's not that bad. It's like, you know, Bill Clinton, for example, got his dick stuck by Monica Lewinsky, whatever, you know? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. You know? Chris, why'd you have to kill it, nigga, with your weird sound effect, man?
He just got a blowjob.
Chris. Anyway, yeah, but, you know, I did not have, you know, America, United States of America, you know? And that's how Bill Clinton sounds, real talk. Chris had to fuck it up, though. Nobody knows what the hell this nigga's saying. No, nigga, you killed the buzz. But anyway, we got to take Chris's mic away.
Yeah, we need,
we need to take this nigga's mic away, bro.
We need to, bro.
But anyway. fucking. Yo, nigga.
What? I swear he talks more than me. Because you can't talk, nigga? No, I can, but I listen to Myron because he's the A mic. I'm the B mic, okay?
Yeah, well, Chris, you can't talk either, nigga. We're going to be honest.
Yo! Nigga, bro.
Nigga can't talk either, bro. But anyway, back to what I was saying, right? When women act like hoes, it's embarrassing to everybody. When a man acts like a hoe, it's embarrassing to him and that chick. But it's like, yeah, it is what it is, right? Men will be men, right? But when a chick is a hoe, bro, the whole country of Finland is just like,
and
bro.
And the prime minister?
Like, again, bro, I told y'all before, it's not that serious when a dude fucks another chick, man. Like, hey, it is what it is. But when a chick fucks another dude and has a baby with another dude, man, that's a wrap on the rest of it, man.
I mean, they already took an L, though, having a female prime minister.
Is trash.
Sheesh.
That's what happens when you put women in charge, bro. Real talk. You know, I've had it where, like, even women in the South tell me, I don't want no woman in charge. I've polled chicks. I asked them, do you prefer to work for a guy or a woman?
The guy.
Overwhelmingly, I prefer to work for a man.
The respect is there.
Every single time, they prefer to work for a man.
Masculine guys.
So. Yeah. What do we got here? Okay, we got $10 from Christian Meza. Hey, Martin, you are correct about the left eating itself. Two of your biggest haters made hit pieces on each other because one of them defended you guys, but like Fresh says, stay over there. You know who you're talking about.
I know who he means.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Last thoughts.
And we got last thoughts. Goes, yo, Fresh, what's a good YSL cologne to try?
Tuxedo.
Bam.
And that's, like, my go-to, like, bro, that's the secret sauce right there, bro. Forget Tuxedo. It's, dude, I don't know what it is. Girls just love it, bro. It's that manly, beautiful smell.
Three Digglers goes, $5. Smoke weed every day. He'll say that from the other guy that called in.
Abdullah,
can you be successful smoking weed? Yes. Graduated with honors from a top law school, law review, internships at top corporate firms. But once I started property development business, I stopped. Night and day difference. Bam, there you go. And Abdullah, you're lucky that they didn't do a drug test on you or a background check and found out that you did weed, because then you would have been disqualified from any law firm, my friend, which is another reason why you don't want to be smoking weed and doing drugs and a bunch of other degenerative shit. It's not fucking worth it. You guys can go ahead. Chris, hit me with the sound effect real quick.
I got you.
Misogyny.
Again, I've been saying this whole podcast. I'm going to say it again. Mediocrity is only accepted from women, okay? Mediocrity will never be accepted from men.
Yo, so I used to work at a call center, right? And this guy just got promoted to a manager position. And they do, like, routine, you know, drug tests. And he'd been smoking weed the whole time. Like, yo, bro, I work off work.
Yeah.
And we've just been there working hard as hell behind the scenes. Bro, they do the drug test. He gets caught weed in the system, fired.
And here's the other thing, too, I want to let y'all know. Here's the thing. If you're a beautiful woman, but you're a loser and you're mediocre, you can still find a millionaire. If you're a fucking guy and you smoke pot, but you're handsome, you ain't going to get no chick that's a millionaire that's going to take care of you. That's the difference. Okay? That's why when you guys, when I say that shit, that mediocrity is only accepted from women, I'm dead serious. They can at least get by on their looks. You, on the other hand, as a guy, you ain't getting by on just your looks, motherfucker. You might get a chick here to suck your dick, or you might get one sugar mama that buys you a fucking, I don't know, a Louis Vuitton wallet, but no woman is going to sit there and provide for you long term, bro. That ain't going to happen, okay? No one gives a fuck about male handsomeness like that, all right? Rich, $20. I make over $100,000 a year. I'm 32, looking to become a high-value man through e-commerce and rental properties. I had two recent failed online stores. I read and take courses, and you guys think I should invest in a mentor in e-com.
Yes, hell
you should.
Yeah.
Bro, yes, you should, my friend.
Understand, right? In this life, guys, people have taken that road before in the past. So the mistakes that you're going to make yourself, you can avoid by getting a mentor.
Yeah.
Now look,
facts.
Think about time. Do you want to be a millionaire now or later on? Guess what? You want a shortcut? Here's a shortcut. Get a fucking mentor. That's it. You're good.
Bam. $50 from Three Diglets. Thank you so much.
Is that,
what
is that Pokemon?
Is that somebody hammering some shit?
Oh, yeah. It's like a hippo in a chess.
Okay.
Diglets, what are you doing, bro?
Shout out to Three Diglets, man.
Oh, God, bro.
Key Chaser goes, Francisco, a.k.a. Little John, self-deleted himself and his three children because of his cheating girlfriend. The internet is bashing him and no accountability to his cheating girlfriend, RIP.
Wow.
That's the truth, bro. Uncle Luke, 19, they're just going to look at him as an insecure loser.
Nobody cares about guys, though.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Uncle Luke, 1980s. Yep, that's right, Myron. And that's why us men are going overseas. We're tired and fed up with these non-traditional three or fours.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, that's one
option.
Way to deal with it. That is one way to deal with it. Just don't bring them back. Michael Mishra, $5. Shout out to Chris and Big Mo, and especially thank you to the moderators. Yes, absolutely.
Cannoli Productions.
As much as we make fun of Mo and Chris, they do a lot of work back there. Javi Nuts goes, Cannoli Productions.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. $20.
Yeah.
And then, Cannoli. Okay, Javi Nuts goes, yeah, get married, but not in the U.S. There is nothing you can do about that. These three or fours here ain't godly at all.
Damn, there you go.
Yeah. Cam Two Times goes, I just got out of a relationship yesterday. She rage quit after a controversial argument. I used all your arguments, Myron. She couldn't accept the truth. It is what it is. Bro, why are you arguing with your girl, nigga?
Bro,
don't do that shit.
Why argue with your girl, bro?
You
I mean,
Myron,
like,
man.
This is a podcast, bro. The shit we say here, you should just take it in like, all right, cool, bet. But don't take it home, nigga.
No, yeah.
She about to lift your ass like she just did.
Let me tell you guys something. I do not advocate that you guys argue with women or debate with your girl. There is no debate. It's your way or the fucking highway, man. It's she's with you or to the street she shall return. That's how it goes, guys. You don't sit there. We don't negotiate with terrorists, okay? This is how it is. If you don't like it, then we no longer have to be in a relationship. Remember, guys, she's the one that wants a relationship. Girls want commitment and security. You want a bunch of chicks. Let's keep it real. Biologically speaking, you're designed to spread your seed far and wide. Women are designed to keep their egg for the best seed that comes their way. So they want the security. So who has the leverage? You, if your value is high enough. It's your way or the fucking highway. I need you guys to really like be on that shit. 10 toes down. This is what it is. And if she says, no, cool. You are now single. Fantastic. Walk away. Okay? Don't sit there and debate, girls. I do it on the podcast, and you guys saw me lose all my hair. It's not worth it. All right? Hair transplants are expensive, niggas. $10 from Life Choices goes, you guys should do a video reaction to this YouTuber named Loaf, who was falsely accused of S assault and almost got locked up, just to point out how common it is.
Damn.
Okay. $5 from Tani Bands goes, I've been waiting for y'all, watching y'all for 8 months, and y'all motivated me to get on my grind. Y'all are the real deal. Much success to you both. Yes, bro. We're telling y'all the truth, man. It is unacceptable to be fat, to be broke, to be a loser, to not have your shit together, and to be mediocre. You can't do it as a man in 2022. Speakbacks goes, yo, you guys are number one since the passing of KS. RIP, keep up the great work. Thank you, bro. Rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Concerned black man. These names are hilarious. I can prove you guys are misogynists. Okay. Prove it.
Go ahead.
How's he going to prove it? Did he leave his phone number?
No.
Call into the show, concerned black man. That is really...
Concerned black man?
His name is Concerned Black Man. Guts goes, 9189, stop canceling my super chats.
We aren't, so.
What the hell? Is he?
No, he's trolling probably.
He's trolling? Okay. Adam Miller goes, you say the traditional days are over, but is it possible to turn a modern woman to traditional? Shout out to FNF. Keep spreading the message. There's a war on masculinity, but we can't be silenced. Yeah, you can. You know, like I said, the thing is this, bro. A lot of girls are just going to come, like, you're going to have to be that fucking guy to get that femininity out of them.
You got
to
be that guy.
You
got
to be that guy nowadays.
They're going to come wanting to be that way versus you got to make them that way. It's kind of like pushing them to be someone that they're not ready to be for you.
You just have to be such a catch that she understands the only way she's going to keep you is by listening, like by following your lead, you know, like, for example, I'll use Andrew as an example, his girl, right? She has to have a coffee ready for him by 9 a.m. That's the way it is.
Two
coffees to be exact. Right. Like me, when I deal with girls, they got to clean my place. The fuck? Like that's how it is. But you're only able to demand that from people or women. Sorry. You're only able to demand that from women when you're the shit yourself.
If you excel. Yeah.
Like I told y'all before. You cannot expect excellence when you're mediocre yourself. You must be excellent yourself before you can demand excellence of others. Human beings follow by example, bro, and you got to lead by example. If you're a dork, can't do this shit. Can't.
Yeah.
Got to get your shit together. You don't have enough Pokemon badges. We talk about that all the time, right?
And I'm telling you right now, if you have your badges, they will share you, bro.
Facts.
They will.
All right, so according to the chat, conservative black man is 5381. So he's here right now.
Okay. Concerned black man, welcome to the show.
Let's do it.
What is your concern?
Hey, hello. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
we can.
Okay, hi. Man, long-time listener. Let me get straight into it, okay? I want to first preface this kind of an analogy to help everybody kind of get where I'm going with this. Is that okay?
That's okay, bro. Go ahead.
Alrighty, so would you say, and just stay with me, guys, it'd be gay if you sucked a dick. Just stay with me. If you sucked a dick, stay with me.
What the fuck are you talking about? Okay, that's gay.
Okay, that's gay. If you licked the tip of the dick, that would still be considered gay, correct?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, let's go from there. This is concerned black man. I'm going to prove you guys are misogynist. All right, now, stay with me, please, guys, please.
I don't want to stay near you, bro. Right.
Sorry.
Go ahead, man. Just keep going. It's fine. We're hearing you out. Go ahead.
All right. So, long-time listener, you guys claim you're not misogynist. I agreed with you until I looked up some of these definitions. So, and there's a couple definitions floating around in the internet. And I found one from the Oxford. It says, dislike of, contempt, or ingrained prejudice against women. So, ingrained prejudice against women? No. Dislike of, maybe. Contempt for, okay. What does contempt mean? Beneath consideration? Worthless of. So, if some of these ladies have these attributes and they do these things that are beneath your consideration of marriage or long-term relationship, you guys having that contempt, wouldn't that make you a bit misogynist? And if we go back, if you lick the tip of that dick, that still makes you gay. If you're just a little bit misogynist, it makes you misogynist.
No, sir, because what you're doing here is you're conflating preferences with contempt.
Man.
Okay? So if a girl doesn't meet certain requirements, that woman does not qualify for a relationship. That in no way makes you misogynist. Is a woman a misandrist for not wanting to date a man that isn't 6 feet tall or above? No, that's her preference. That does not make her a misandrist. It's just that she disqualifies a portion of men because they don't meet her requirements.
I absolutely agree. So my thing is, I get where you're coming from. I got all that in, but still, I understand preferences. Even though these women have these preferences of 6 feet tall, 85-inch dick, all this stuff, right? Wouldn't that make them misandrous?
No,
even
absolutely not.
Even though those are preferences.
No. Having a preference, okay, a woman does not hate men simply because she has preferences, okay? Just like we don't hate women for having preferences, okay? So if a woman says, I want a guy who's 6 feet tall, makes this amount of money, et cetera, that does not mean she hates men. It just means that she has a certain preference with the type of man that she wants to align herself to have sex with and or date, which is actually very valid. Women seek security from the best man that they can. That's the way it goes, just like us. We want a girl that's young and attractive and fertile. Why? So that we can ensure our paternity, that the kid is going to be ours and that she's more than likely not a hoe. So just because you have preferences in the opposite gender does not make you hate the other gender. You're conflating preferences with hate, which is not correct.
Okay, yeah, I get you, Myra. I didn't say hate. I used the word contempt out of the dictionary, which is closely related in misogyny. But here we I completely agree with you. My voice is starting to get very bad, bro, because I am
okay.
It's hard.
That's fine. We're going
to
move on to the next person,
you,
man.
All
right, man.
I appreciate your calling, and that was funny.
You're funny, bro. I'll give you that.
Hey, don't even fit,
nigga.
Thank you.
No homo.
All right, peace. Yeah, even the dudes that called to our show that hate are funny as hell.
That, I think he was trolling.
I think he was trolling too.
He's definitely concerned.
Yeah, shout out. We got the best fucking chat supporters, bro. Y'all are hilarious.
That's a Eugene, not a...
I was still laughing at the fucking Frizzy Krueger joke from the other day with that chick that had the striped shirt. And the nigga said,
bro.
Frizzy Krueger out here still living a dream world.
Yo,
I was dead. Bro, she took her hat off after that shit.
Poor girl.
Yo. And did I not warn her? Yo, take your hat off this so they don't roast you.
Girls would be like, I want to do a podcast. Like, yo, you can't handle comments on the internet.
Yeah, bro, nah.
You're not ready for this fire.
Yeah, you're ready for this shit, bro. VI Jokers goes, guys, what do you need to do at least to try as the average guys to pull girls damn right to girls?
Bro,
my friend.
Level up, bro.
Yeah, all right, niggas, hold on. There is no way around it. You must level up. You need to get in the gym. You need to make more money. You need to understand female nature. You need to fucking stop stinking. You need to wash your balls. You need to dress better. You need to wear clothes that actually fit you.
Brush your teeth.
You need to brush your teeth. You need to get your teeth whitened. You need to get your teeth strained. You need to stay clean. Guys, there's no fucking way around it. Unless you are intent on becoming rich and paying girls for sex, there's no way around it. If you want girls to actually want to be around you and not disgusted by you, you need to level up in all aspects. Okay? I hate to say it. Women make their own money now. They're strong and independent. You know who they're independent of? Niggas like you. That's what they don't want. Girls go and chase a job and make money so they don't have to be stuck with losers. That's the real truth.
What's that, Big Sean? That Big Sean
That's
song?
The reality.
What's that? From Big Sean. I don't fuck with you.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, nigga. For real.
Bro, think about it. Girls would rather work a job they fucking hate for a boss that they despise, making just enough to eat soup and live in some shitty apartment somewhere in downtown metropolitan USA somewhere, so that they don't have to sit there and marry a dork like you that can barely support them and they have to go ahead and take orders from. Women would rather stay single and die with a dog than be with a mediocre guy. Times have changed, guys.
Or cats.
Yeah, cats.
Or cats.
Nice. Invest in Chewy, niggas. You guys think I'm kidding around, man.
Lambo.
I'm telling y'all, man, these women would rather die than be with an average dude, bro. You guys have seen it on the podcast. 40K, 5'8", they don't want that shit.
They want what they want, man.
Yeah. So it's up to you.
Well, okay, we got here. Matt Lambo says, I want to thank you guys for the Money Mondays. I'm in the middle of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I opened my eyes. Got Set for Life, very good book, next, and a bunch of other books. Started investing in Fundrise and getting into real estate investments.
Cool.
Good job, man.
All right.
Cannoli Productions
goes, keep it real. You guys, Tristan and Andrew, Take and Sneeko are the brothers I never had growing up. Keep us reaching our fullest potential. We got you. Faye Ahmed, all the way from the Great Britain, goes, love from the UK. Keep pushing this content. Love the OJ Bidmeyer and you killing it on a reel, though. Why do Fresh look like he leaves comments on Pornhub?
I make the videos on Pornhub. There you go.
Okay. Great. Fresh. Are you one of the 10 Nigerians in the doing the beginning bangs?
If I did.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Okay. See, Mo's over here protecting. Anthony Lewis goes, to piggyback off what Myron said about women getting comfortable, it's the same with guys getting too comfortable or getting better. It slowly becomes a backward cycle. Stay on your grind till you die. Absolutely. $20. Chris Dameron goes, FNF, love you guys. Started watching you guys about 6 months ago, and golly, you guys have opened my eyes on a ton of things and have been a huge help for me. Thank you, guys. Keep grinding and road to a million. Let's go. Absolutely, man. We're grinding, baby. Kyle Murphy goes, had a hard breakup with a girlfriend last week after 2 years. She's 3 years older than me. Don't see eye to eye on things. I'm financially stable. She wasn't. Advice. Congratulations. I'm going to give you a Don DeMarco. Because you just avoided a fucking bomb, my friend. Why are you dating girls that are older than you? Are you fucking stupid?
Stupid.
What the hell are you doing?
Man,
dude,
see,
I'll never understand
caller,
that shit, bro.
The caller asks, why do you tell men to go get married right away? Shit like that.
Bam. Yeah.
Bro, you got to have experience, bro. Like, man.
Yeah.
Jeez,
the God pill nigga. He says you need to take the God pill. Bro, here's the thing, man. I get it. He probably follows Roosh or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Maybe you're a reformed, you know, pickup artist or some shit like that. Cool, bro. But the world ain't changing, man. Okay? The world ain't changing.
Mr.
Fresh,
B. Snorkel.
Your networking advice is gold. I wrote down my plan on who to meet, finally cracked the veil, and was able to provide value to him. In turn, he gave me info that's already helping my newest business, W. Big Mo. Absolutely, my friend.
I'm telling you, man, networking is important, guys.
Facts. The rat inside Fresh's fridge. Okay? This ninja never have anything good in his apartment. I'm going to leave a present on his bed. Yo! Yo, hold on. That's actually funny because I was there at Fresh's house last week. Bro, this nigga had nothing in his fridge. I don't know what the fuck. No, I'm telling the truth, nigga. He didn't have nothing in his fridge. This nigga had two bottles of water and I think cream cheese. Nothing.
Wait, cream cheese.
Like cream cheese, bro.
Cream
I was
cheese.
Like, what the fuck? And I was like, Fresh, how do you eat? He was like, oh, I just order. How does Fresh sound? I order everything. I was like, nigga, what? Like, bro. And I was like, is this like, what the fuck? Like, yo.
Listen, man.
It would have been better if the fridge was empty.
I eat out, okay?
I eat out. I had nothing. Nothing, bro. He had them dumbass waters. What's the water with like the cross on it? It looks like the flag, like the Swiss flag.
Essentia. Or essentials.
Whatever the fuck that bullshit is called.
It's good.
He had that halfway in and like a thing of cream cheese on the side. Not even the real cream cheese. It's like a fucking thing that he saved from like maybe ordering from some spot. It wasn't like the real like Philly cream cheese. It was like a little caption thing that had cream cheese.
Listen, I eat out, man.
Bro, that
I'm
was
a
abysmal.
Bachelor. I live by myself. I'm chilling, all right?
Bro, how you a moral? Bro, how you a multimillionaire with that shit in your fridge, bro?
I mean, you got three pairs of pants.
Nigga, what?
Three pairs of pants.
So what if I got three pairs of pants?
That's nothing.
Okay, but food, you need food to live.
I can order food or eat out.
No, nigga. You don't need pants to live. You need food to live, though.
You know I'm fine, I mean? Okay? I'm fine.
Yeah, this guy, bro.
Man. Exposing my 20 business,
bucks,
bro.
George Rucker. Yo, I've been watching you guys for a while. Love the show. I'm 26. I make $37K doing pest control with three boys. I'm aware of my bad decisions, and I'm trying to figure out the next step. What do you guys
with
think?
With three boys?
Yeah, my friend. You need to go ahead and make more money. You have an income problem. You need to get another job, work more hours, or start some kind of business on
yeah,
the
bro.
Side.
ASAP.
But $37,000 a year, my friend, is damn near poverty.
That's nothing, bro.
Okay, you better be living in like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, one of them countries there that's has a low cost of living, and you're still going to be struggling living there too. JBX, but yeah, man, get another job, my friend. Paid off all my credit card debt and checked my score today. I hit 800 finally and plan to take the money paid every month and put it to Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Shit!
My friend.
Okay. That's a start, man.
Good work. We tell you all the time, tips on how to increase your credit score because credit in the United States is critical, man. You ain't going to get no goddamn assets with a shitty credit score. I don't care how much cash you have.
Yeah.
You need to have good credit. Watch our Money Monday episodes. We talk about hacks on how to get your credit score up so that you can go ahead, use that credit, leverage it to go ahead and get assets that pay you money back, man. Being poor is unacceptable in 2022.
Guys, people say that cash rules? Bro, credit rules, bro.
Facts.
Your credit, everything. Yo, real talk, cars, homes, even getting like business loans. You need credit.
Jay-Z said it in the song, The Story of O.J., want to know how Jews control America? Credit. That's what he said. They have how they own all the property in the United States?
Lend
credit.
Money. Lend money.
Yeah, that's bro. That's, learn from them, baby.
Yeah.
Good credit allows you to go ahead and get debt. And that debt, if you get it in real estate, is good debt, my friends, because you have tenants paying that shit off for you. You know, we need to do an episode on why taking on debt is good. The correct
good debt.
The good debt. The differences between good debt and bad debt. And we're going to break it down for y'all. Okay, Rafael the Barber, you guys had Cardone on, and he was saying to not use any government programs for real estate investing. Do you guys agree or disagree in terms of using FHA loans, et cetera, to buy rental properties? So here's the thing. Cardone, you guys got to remember, when Cardone discusses advice, exactly.
He does commercial
properties.
He
does commercial, and he's talking about buying big. There's a reason why I came out the book 10X. When you're just starting your real estate journey, you're going to have to use FHA loans and these government programs that allow you to go ahead and get into a property for cheap.
And just so you know, he started with a single-family home, FHA.
Exactly. But when he's saying, like, when he's saying using these government programs, he's talking about don't do it for commercial deals when you're in a seasoned investor, okay? But when you're starting out, guys, you're going to probably have to house hack and get an FHA loan to purchase your first home. Let's just keep it $1,000.
Which is good.
Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get that first property, do a cash out refinance after you hold it for a bit, and then go into your next goddamn house.
You're good.
And that's how you build wealth, my friends. Abdullah Ahmed goes all the way from Australia. Yo, we got the whole world watching, by the way. Canada, Australia, South Africa, Europe. Shout out to all you guys. Being from an Eastern culture means the red pill was baked into my upbringing, probably similar to Myron. Will most likely go back to Pakistan to find my wife. Right now I'm 30. Don't wife up the 304's boys. Okay, man, do what you got to do. Corey M. goes, $20. Fresh, put on a damn shirt. Oh, man, we talked about this. Shout out to Big Mo to meet him. Ate some Versailles. He a real one. 1 million closer and closer every day. Absolutely, my friend.
I think he was outside the club one time when I was there, but I didn't get to meet him. Corey.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Last two here. We got whips and tips. Bro, I'm trying to leave Alaska and come to Florida. I got a legit detail shop here. If I build a mobile van and ship it out, will y'all let me come through and bless the FNF rides? Alaska is dark and depressing, LMAO. I don't really have a car. I just got my Honda.
Sure. I mean, if it's free.
Yeah, there you go. Ballin goes, $20 from Canada. I make $92,000 a year before tax, $62,000 after tax. God damn, Canada killing y'all, man. Fuck. Live in Canada, 5'10". When you discuss average income, are you saying $40,000 a year before taxes or after taxes? We're talking about taxes. We're talking about before taxes, but bro, God damn it, you might, man.
That's a huge cut, bro.
That's a huge cut, man. Get out of Canada if you can. God damn, Canada. Okay.
All right.
So,
Some calls.
Are all the girls here?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Guys, so we're going to go a little bit longer here. All the ladies have arrived, and we're going to have a show with y'all here with some lovely ladies. And we got questions that you guys actually wrote in the community post, so we're going to get going on that here in a second. All right, let's hit it.
7098. You pay $20.
Yo.
Yep.
Yo,
what's your question?
Yep. We carry you.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to say, man, I'm the one that said thank y'all for like the stuff that y'all do. I'm the one that speaks facts. I'm the one that was saying about being speak facts about the Kevin Samuels gang. Ever since he passed away, I've been watching you guys. Since he passed away, I'm just saying y'all doing a great job. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, bro.
Watching y'all show, especially with the girls, man, it makes me laugh. Especially the delusion and stuff that they be saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, right. I am one of those average guys that you talk about. I am a mechanic. I just want to ask, what advice do you have, like, for a guy like me?
Don't be average. That's the best advice I could give you, bro. Being average is the worst thing you want to be, my friend.
Okay.
I would just say, bro, personally, if you want to succeed in life, understand that you don't know everything. So find mentors, man. I mean, yo, real talk. We can all be here without our mentors, honestly. Like, Myron had a mentor.
Yeah.
I had a mentor. Like, it helps you go way further than you could go by yourself. So find a mentor and follow his advice ASAP.
Find a mentor and don't be okay with being average, bro.
Yeah.
That's the God honest truth, man. Because the truth is that a lot of y'all don't want to live average lives. A lot of you guys want to be able to have a nice car, fuck a bunch of bitches, live in a nice apartment, all this other shit. That's not average. You're going to have to become well above average to be able to live that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. All right, man. I hope y'all make it to 1 million. I don't want y'all to get canceled. I really enjoy your shows. I watch y'all shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, man. Just I really hope y'all don't get canceled. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, I hope we don't get canceled either. But who knows?
Well, tell Myron that.
We'd be keeping it too real.
Myron that.
We're not getting canceled. No! And are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on.
All right, cool. All right, man. Peace.
All right, caller. Let's go with, $20. 6830.
What's that, man?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Myron. Hi, Fresh. I just wanted to show some female support for your show. My husband and I watch you guys in your after shows, and you even helped me a little bit as a woman and realizing some things that I can improve on in our marriage.
What was the biggest thing that we helped you with? Because I'm always curious, because a lot of married couples do watch us, so I appreciate you watching the show with your husband. I'm glad. What's the most memorable thing that you think that we helped you with?
Well, I have always actually wanted – I'm a homebody naturally, and I have always just wanted to be able to be home, take care of my husband, our son, and just kind of maintain our household while my husband works. And I was actually raised a little bit differently than that. So, and I was raised more to go to college and, you know, get a job, make sure I could support myself. And only recently I've realized that after watching you guys and also watching Kevin Samuel, that I feel now like I'm on the right path and what I'm supposed to be doing. And you guys kind of helped me with that because I just wonder sometimes if some of the ladies nowadays were raised similarly to me and that they were raised to just go to school and, you know, be able to be independent. But I don't know. I wanted to thank you guys because you guys have helped me. And just wanted to show some female support for the show.
Appreciate it. I mean, you know, what I don't really get how he helped. Maybe on
basically,
a
well,
yeah,
you
being,
helped,
being
by,
independent
yeah.
is my cap, basically.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Fresh
yeah,
is challenging these guys.
No, I probably wasn't very clear. I realized that.
I was able to summarize it, yes. No worries.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I just wanted to support you guys.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now go make your husband a sandwich.
And cancel.
He might be hungry. Yeah, she might be hungry.
On a fresh fit.
We don't know. He might be hungry.
Man, right. We get the one female caller, nigga, and you tell her go make a sandwich. The fuck, man.
We're gonna clip that and put that on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's some advice, though.
We're done.
That's some advice.
We're done.
That's some advice, though.
We're getting canceled, man. Tate was first. Now we're second, nigga. Like, God damn.
All right.
Press his final message. Make a sandwich.
Done.
You can tell Fresh is waiting. You know what? That's why Fresh didn't know what the fuck she said. This thing was thinking of, oh, I can't wait to drop this joke when she's done. I can't wait.
Make a sandwich.
Like, Nick was waiting for that shit. First funny joke that you've said all day.
All right,
man.
1391.
Man,
this nigga, bro. This is why women don't watch us, man. Come on, man.
Hey, we love women, man.
We're trying to get to 10% of our viewers being women, man.
All the girls out there, we love you, man.
Keep fucking it up.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Shit. Oh, well. What's up?
Any caller?
Caller, going once.
Is someone on the toilet?
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
What's up, caller?
Can you guys hear me?
Question or comment.
Nigga, you on the toilet?
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, my bad. Here, let me turn off my fan. Okay, so, guys, my name is, I'm the Ranch Hater. You guys can see me in a few videos already. But I'm 19. I graduated last year. I'm focusing on myself doing gym work, and I am thinking about actually going to the military next year. However,
all right.
I do want your advice real quick. I'm building up my credit right now. My credit is at 720, as a matter of fact. Should I invest in a car and keep building up, or should I just save up as much, go to the Army, then college, and then take it from there?
Why are you buying a car?
So I have already a car, but it's a shit box. It's like,
no,
and
then drive that car into the fucking ground, bro.
Yeah.
If you already got a car, let me tell you something, bro. I'm multimillionaire. I drive my 2002 fucking Honda. Don't add liabilities that you don't need to, my friend.
You know what?
My car is worth like 2 G's.
You know what kept me?
That.
You know what kept me strong about cars? Because I love cars, by the way. So I understood. If I buy a car right now that I don't want to drive, just to say I have this car, it must be up in the future for my next car. So, for example, let's say I want a Lambo, right? If I buy a brand new like high-end Elantra, yeah, I can get from point A to point B. But the problem is that like putting all that money into that car is gonna hold me back. Or I could buy a used car, which you already have already, to take you to work and back, make the money, then go buy the car that you actually want. You know what I'm saying? Like, so my thing is, bro, going to buy a car just because you want a car, bro, like, wait for the car that you actually want, and then save up for it.
Yeah, bro. It's not worth it, man. Like, just drive that car into the ground. If it works, it takes you to A to B.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. I've had my car since 2013. I'm not trading it. I'm keeping that shit. Like, there's no need. You know what I mean? That car's worth, like, $1,000 to $2,000. Okay? And then if you do end up going to the military, cool. Go to the military, get that GI Bill, go to college. But pick one. Pick one.
Dude, you know, funny.
But make sure if you do go to school, it's for something that you can that's actually worth it, bro. Don't go to school for no bullshit like liberal arts or nothing like that.
Buying a car now, bro,
I'm
hold you back regardless. You got to make payments on it.
Yeah, you got to make payments on it anyway.
Yeah.
Don't, bro, hell no. Keep the car that you got.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of actually joining the U.S. Air Force, and I've been getting recommended into doing civil work. That way, when I do go into a career, I can make even bigger bank because I was in the military.
You can do
that
too.
Sound like
I mean,
that's a good idea?
No, there's nothing wrong with the military. It's a fantastic way for you to learn discipline, get like grow up a little bit, learn about life. You know, it teaches you how to get in shape. Having a regimented schedule, it's fantastic. So it's great for a guy that's your age that needs that help and that little kick in the ass. And then on top of that, you're going to get a GI Bill, so you'll be able to go to college for free after. So it's a W, my friend. Nothing wrong with joining the military. And you'll get to travel the world for free.
There you go.
Do it.
All right, caller.
Fuck yeah. That's all I needed to hear. Thank you, guys. Shout out from Lake Tahoe, and have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, just don't get in trouble while you're in there.
Okay, we got three more callers.
Remember that girl that fucking got that, like, dishonorable discharge damn near? Fuck, man. Don't get in trouble when you guys go in the military. That shit is not fun. Getting court-martialed.
I saw her the other day.
Oh, really?
But she's sitting right there.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, 7844.
7844, welcome to the show.
We got two more callers after this.
Okay.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I've been watching y'all since, like, May of 2021. I discovered you and Tate, like, at the same time. So both of y'all hold a special place in my heart. Pause.
Awesome.
But I grew up in, like, a Nigerian home, so I kind of knew this stuff, but I didn't know how to, like, formulate it, you know what I mean? I kind of knew, like, the basis of the RP, but I just didn't know how to formulate it, and you guys helped me with that, you know what I mean? So I really want to appreciate y'all, but I gotta tell the chat this. Y'all, college athlete, I live in OKC. The bullshit is real. I go through the same thing that this nigga Myron and Fresh are going through, bro. The bullshit is real. And even in OKC, bro, and I'm a college athlete, I'm going to tell y'all a story. This happened literally 2 nights ago. I was kicking it with a girl, right? Keep in mind, I already fucked her. I'm scrolling through TikTok. She sees Myron on my For You page. She's like, oh, I don't like that guy. He's a misogynist. She asked me, she was like, why do you watch him? I said, how the fuck do you think I told you? She was like, you're going to be watching that guy. You're going to lose. She was like, you're going to lose me. Nigga, she said, you're going to lose me if you keep watching him. I said, get the fuck out of my spot, bro. That's exactly why I said, get the fuck out of my spot. And then she left. 2 days later, she called me back. And then she's like, can we talk? That's the best sex I've ever gotten in my life. I swear to God, bro. Y'all gotta apply this shit. I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to apply this, bro. I'm telling y'all. The bullshit is real. It is not just in Miami. It is everywhere, bro. Like, Hooper 6'6", in shape, is everywhere. I'm telling y'all. Y'all got to do this. If they're on some bullshit, kick them out, bro. Literally kick them. This shit works. I'm telling y'all. Man, y'all are some real ones. Free the top D, bro. Nigga, we're not going anywhere, bro. Frank Castle, these hoes. I'm telling y'all. And by the way, Chris, you're the most underrated person. Yeah. Hey, Chris, I ain't going to lie. You're the most underrated person on the show. That's a fact, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. Fact.
The problem, man. Thank you, man.
All right, y'all. That's all I got to say.
My friend, all I got to say, that nigga told her, hush, Sparta, get the fuck out, bitch. Bam. Kicked her out of the dorm. That's what we're talking about,
the crazy
baby.
Thing is I already fucked, and she was on that bullshit still. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Yo, imagine if he's dealing with that, the average guy has a little chance.
Nigga, 6'6" athlete. This nigga trying to tell him,
you gotta love him.
I'm going to break up with you if we keep watching Fresh and Fit. All right, bitch, get the fuck out. Bro, see, here's the thing. She tried to shit test you. And you were like, okay, I'm not going to stop watching these niggas. Get the fuck out of my spot. And then she immediately realized I fucked up. Yo, I'm telling you, bro. When you tell a girl,
they're
not used to that.
Fuck. The next day, she texted me. Oh, we gonna talk, nigga. She sucked my. Oh my god, bro. Y'all niggas are the dope, bro.
What my days.
All right, man.
I'm out, bro.
That's a perfect example of stand your fucking ground, bro. I'm telling you, when girls say dumb shit like that, just be like, all right, get the fuck out of my crib. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at how they will bend and fold immediately to realize, oh shit, this nigga's not. This nigga really don't give a fuck about what I think. I'm telling y'all, man, makes you way more attractive. All right, who do we got next?
Okay, 1 second.
This is the last caller here, right?
Then we got two more, but 1 second.
Okay.
You know what would be funny? If she was, like, listening on the call right now.
She probably is. Yo, how you going to tell somebody, if you keep watching them, I'm going to fucking stop dating you? Okay, the fuck out of here, bro. Like, what the
All right.
Was she expecting them to
be like, I heard that before, too.
Yeah.
Even though they didn't know.
Some girls, like, said some dumb shit about She saw my picture with Andrew Tate. Oh, that's a red flag. It's like, oh,
okay.
Done. The fuck out of here, bro. Like, I love that. Like, you think I'm going to be like, oh, no, not really. Let's fuck you, bitch. Fuck out of here. I'm not going to sell out my friends for you.
Some girls
fuck
like,
out of here.
I expose Andrew. He's playing a character. I'm like, no, nigga, that's just how the nigga is. Like, what the fuck? What character?
Bro, it is crazy, man.
All right, 13-5-2, last call.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, man?
You guys, particularly Myron, you often say something along the lines when you're talking to girls about how you operate in probability, not possibility. And
yeah.
You use that as the justification for telling girls to be realistic when they say something like, yeah, I can get a high-value man to be monogamous with me, which is, in your eyes, ridiculous. But
yeah.
At the same time, you give the advice to men that they should become 1% men. And
yes.
In my head, those the odds of both of those things are roughly equivalent. So how do you square the different advice that you give to men and women?
Because one is in the person's control and the other one isn't. That's the difference, my friend.
All right, that's all I got.
All right.
All right, man.
All right, well, that one was easy.
All right.
All right. I'm always ready, baby. I'm always ready. GD, 20 bucks goes, I just got out of a relationship. It's been years. Dating market looks completely different. I'm no lame, but I feel behind. I'm 2,900 plus late count, make 100K plus per year. Where do I go from here? What would you do post breakup? Get other girls, my friend. Okay.
Bro, just level up, bro. I mean, yo.
Well, he's already doing well, but yo, you could
do better than that, bro.
Wait, he said he's at 100 plus. Wait, 29, 100 plus late count. Make 100 grand per year. Bro, you need to get a hobby, man. You need a tribe of friends. That's what it is. You have too much goddamn free time. That's why you feel, where do I go from here? You need a tribe of like-minded guys,
yeah.
Need friends.
But no, like, dude, so today, right, I hit all my goals I had from 5 years ago, right? And my thing is like, okay, cool. I guess, you know, I can relax, chill, whatever, and just, like, sit on the beach and drink, like, fruit punch. Or, like I said, new goals, I move even further. So my thing is, bro, you got to level up at all times, bro, no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
So,
facts. Ferg 264 goes, big ups to Demandem. Yo, Fresh, put Myron on your suit, guy. My dog talking about dressing well, but he dressed like a high schooler. These just jokes. Much respect, gentlemen.
Yeah,
well, actually, guys, I have many suits, and they all are very well tailored made. I don't wear them.
Have you seen my suit?
Yeah, I saw it, man. That was good that you had a suit.
You need that, too.
I have a suit, bro. I have plenty of suits.
No, you need some drip suit, though.
No, my suit is better than yours.
No, it's not.
It definitely is.
Yo,
it fits better.
Chat, it's y'all saw my suit right on Jay Waller's stream. Who has a better suit, me or Myron?
They haven't seen my suit.
You were on the Avengers.
All right, Mo, do a poll.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I didn't iron and shit, and I didn't have the right shirt underneath. Pulled that shit out last second.
Who can dress better, me or Myron?
Nigga, I got like a real conservative suit. Like it was like a suit that like I wear to court and shit. Like that's like you know. Good and fashionable. Your suit was like, I'm on some Miami fuckboy shit.
He's saying, get some new drip. That's all he's saying.
Man, fuck drip, bro. But what
new suit?
Man, y'all niggas need to grow up with this drip shit, bro. Yo, real talk. If you use the term drip, you're a fucking loser, okay? I don't care what nobody says. It's immature. What the fuck do I look like 32 years old? Hey, man, I'm dripped out. Fuck out of here. The fuck? That's some stupidity right
yo,
there.
Yo.
Yo, real talk. Yo, these white niggas that own these companies, like Gucci and shit, they're laughing at you niggas. Look at these stupid Negroes wearing our brand that we don't even wear ourselves while we continue to invest in real estate and make more money. Stupid Negroes. You dumb niggas are funding their lifestyles, man. I'm dripped out. Yeah. The fuck? How do y'all niggas look, man? Buying some shit that doesn't appreciate in time.
This
the
nigga,
truth.
Bro.
They are laughing at y'all. I'm telling you guys the truth. Dripped out. Yo, they laugh at these rappers, bro. I'm telling you.
No, it is true, though, but
it's like, nigga. You use the term drip? Listen, 30-plus years old using the term drip?
Listen, we're in America,
yeah,
okay?
The only thing that's dripping, nigga, is the drool from your mouth because you're probably retarded.
Dip. Whoa.
That's the truth. That's how y'all niggas look to these dudes that own Gucci and shit.
Oh my god, bro.
Are we still on? Did we get canceled
yet? Still on for now.
We're still on.
Yeah, we should probably
end the show.
So find us on Rumble. If you want to come coming up soon. If not, I'll be in Dubai. We can take just chilling.
Oh man,
go on, travel. I've been here too long.
Hey man, this all off the top of the head. Pause. Darker goes, can you please get with Rolo to do a show discussing female narcissist, BPD, mental health issues? The solipsism is on 9,000. I'm just saying. Maybe we will, my friend.
It's over 9,000!
Martin, what's your thoughts on a person joining the police force? Absolutely fucking do it. Law enforcement is a great career. You can make 100 grand per year easily. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Fie. Myron's a genius. I know that car you have is a great ish test for girls you talk to. I don't even drive it, guys. I live in Brickell, man. I walk around everywhere.
That thing is dangerous, bro.
Huh?
That thing is dangerous.
No, it works, man. The car works. The brakes are fixed.
If you get accident, nigga, you're done.
Trust me.
Seatbelts work.
I know.
Positive. Thanks for the call, fam. Quicker than I thought. We got you, my friend. And then last one here is Glenn Lawrence goes $20. I have a better looking suit than both Fresh and Myron. No cap.
That's cool, man. Okay. I don't buy suits.
Okay,
so
Glenn. Okay.
You can have it, brother.
Yeah. Kevin Terrell goes outstanding. Thank you, sir. And, yo, guys, real quick, do me a favor. Like the goddamn video because I'm looking right now. We got 6.2K of you guys watching. Just hit 10 p.m. We gave y'all about 2 hours of sauce right there. And we're about to give you guys a doubleheader. We're about to have some lovely ladies on the panel. We only got 5.1K likes. Yeah, help us get 1,000 more likes because we're probably going to get canceled after that drip joke I just made. So, yeah. I mean, the stream is still up somehow. We're still here.
All right, go to Patreon.
All right, niggas. We'll catch you guys. Chris, call it. 10 o'clock right now.
10:45.
Damn, yep. Nigga. We can't do 10:30
late, bro. Yeah, I mean, early is fine.
What?
Yeah, that's fine.
What'd you say?
I'm saying 10:45 is fine, but, you know, the girls are.
Yeah, you know, it's whenever Chris can't talk, he's like, I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
No,
I'm super saying. No.
And that, too, that, like, anytime something happens, I do it with the girls, man. Nigga, drive drunk and crash, DUI, get arrested. Oh, deal with the girls, man.
Sorry, sir.
Deal with the girls, man.
Eating peanut butter.
Hey, yo, Chris. Why? What the fuck is going on with the lag time? Yo, I deal with the girls, man. Hey, Chris, why are you here? Like, yo, I deal with the girls, man.
I deal with the girls.
That's
man.
An excuse on everything.
Well, to be fair,
or I used to be a teacher.
Used to be a teacher.
That one too.
To be fair.
That one too.
To be fair.
Anything that's negative, I deal with the girls, man. And then anything that's positive, I used to be a teacher. Yo, Chris, that's great that you did. I knew I used to be a teacher.
Watchy. He made a great movie.
What?
Welcome to the Matrix.
Welcome to the Matrix. Yeah, what was your excuse for that one, bro? Was it dealing with the girls or was it you used to be a teacher?
No, the girls.
All right, man. We'll be back with some lovely ladies, man. Doubleheader part two. Like the fucking video, man. We might get canceled after that drip joke. We love you guys. Peace.
Peace.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Nigga, why'd you do that?
What?
The R thing, bro.
Yeah, we'd be fine.
No, dude. If they clip that, dude, that's not, dude.